Chris my shaggy.
I'm saying, dude, your penis is much, much larger.
My that dick is so big. Look at that thing.
Yeah. It's actually much larger because, again, it goes into you.
Free.
What you're saying? It's a big dick. It's a giant dick. Your dick's so much bigger.
I definitely don't remember a lot of women.
It wasn't something you went and did, dude.
Something dad sucked down with bacon and eggs, like.
Right, dude. Your penis is huge. So, anyways, guys, check out my OnlyFans. And then we have the penis. All my people, where you at? Thing sucked to me. That's fine that Wes liked it. I thought it was horrible. And so I'm like, all right, well, Harley Quinn's coming out. Hopefully this will be good. And then that comes out. And I said, well, then what am I paying for this for? Because Harley Quinn, nothing new is going to come out for 10 weeks because they're going to have a new episode every week. And then their next show will come out. So I'm like, I'm not going to pay another 3 months. I'm not going to pay another 3 months of this subscription service.
Are we recording?
To not watch stuff.
We're not recording this?
Thing. No, he now, weren't, because he wanted to tell his story about the heroin junkie.
Was like,
he wanted, and so I let it go, and then he starts talking about Harley Quinn, so then I start recording, because he goes like, I don't want to say this on the pod, and then he starts telling his heroin junkie story. So no, I didn't just start it, until just now.
We've been off that topic for like a good...
I went from there to Harley Quinn, and then I started it, because I was in the conversation. Like,
that's fine.
I'm sorry.
I just think it's funny.
I'm sorry, Chris, I wasn't up to his Chris's standards. Give me a minute.
I just like the fact that now anyone that's listening to this is going to go... That pod sucked. I really wish we would have heard that heroin junkie story.
And with that, welcome to the next evolution of Man Points, where we shed the shackles of feminism, beat back depression to political correctness and heroin addiction. And in the end, we try to find out who stands true and proud as our man of the week, or who's just a punk-ass Sally and ends up mushroom stamped to the forehead. So crawl in your safe space, curl up in your security blanket, and prepare to be triggered, because our facts don't care about anything, or everything. I don't know. Our facts just don't matter. So... Sitting in the room with me, Wes, is...
Chris, and that being nobody cares about our facts. But... Yeah.
And...
Leland.
Which is probably also true.
No, but nobody cares.
Everyone cares.
Yeah, we make differences.
Hey, I think we do.
We ain't made a difference in anything. Our listeners are either already right-winged, and if they're left, they've already left.
No, I'm not talking about right or left. I'd like to think that we make a difference by touching people's lives and making them laugh.
Certainly
giving them something to do. Even if it's just to go, be like, you know what?
Those guys suck.
My life's not that bad.
Yeah.
I'm better looking than that guy.
We should have had the earlier story on and be like, yep, my life's not that bad.
Exactly. Speaking of life not being that bad, Chris, if a bear went all Leo DiCaprio on Wes, you'd want to see that, right?
You know this isn't going to be as funny as you think it's going to play out. Just let you guys have a heads up now, but continue.
I don't think it's funny. I think it's an important thing. I'm just saying, right? If Wes gets raped by a bear...
Okay.
You didn't get the Leo?
Yeah.
We were on video.
What is the movie? I forget what it's called. The Bear Rape Movie. With Leo.
I'm sure that's the official title.
You know, dude.
That was the working title. And then they're like, this is not going to sell.
I can't. The
I know, something about the outdoors, the wilderness, the survive. I don't know.
Dude, you're right. Now all I can think of is the Bear Rape Movie. That's all.
And I have the name right here. I can say it.
Do you have it?
Letting you guys play. Yeah.
The wilderness. It's two words, right?
Well, yeah, kind of. But the first one's the.
That's what I'm saying.
See, this is why it's not going to be funny.
Bear rape
movie. Just gonna say,
what's the movie called?
Huh?
What's the movie called?
He doesn't know.
He's Googling it right now, dude.
I'm trying to find her to see if we're streaming.
Anyways. Oh, you're right. It's not funny.
Yeah.
The redneck.
I wouldn't have got that.
Okay, you're right. So all your chickens got attacked and killed by a bear.
Yeah.
And you have no idea how the bear got in your backyard.
Yeah.
Or what type of bear it was.
He climbed. It's a black bear. I know that.
Racist.
It's the only bears we have.
Hey, black bears matter.
Like I don't think we have too many polar bears around here.
You don't know.
You know, it might be grizzlies. Probably not.
We only have one grizzly, and he didn't make it today.
Oh. Bend-a-bear.
You know what, dude? I'm embarrassed.
Was it Bend-a-bear that broke in your backyard?
Dude, that's right.
He's too heavy from the six chickens.
He did have feathers in his beard the next day.
Six chickens.
What day was this?
Six chickens, and he couldn't make it.
Is that why? Because, you know, I love how we asked Ben. Ben goes, I'm not going to make it. And we're like, oh, okay, man, what's up? I don't feel like coming. Like,
the weirdest part was he spelt it with a U.
I wanted to make that joke. Like, look, dude, Chris will get you there. Oh, boy. But at least he's upfront and honest, right? I think that's legitimately why Ben's not here. He just was sitting in the. He was just sitting in his lazy boy, beer in his hand, and he went. I don't have to stop drinking right now if I want to drive over there.
Not really feeling it.
I don't think I want to do that.
I don't really care.
He probably didn't even message us.
I don't really care.
He yelled at one of his kids and told them to type that to us. That's why he didn't respond when we were like, well, dude, just feel differently. Like, just do something different.
So I think what you were getting at with the black bear that got in the backyard is if it the next thing it does is, since there's no more chickens to appease it, and it knocked over the doghouse because the dogs weren't out there, maybe it's going to break into the house. Maybe it's going to eat the dogs or molest Wes. And we would like to have that on film for the plot.
Is it worse?
Is that what you're driving?
Yeah, dude. We're so far off of it. Because the whole thing was when Wes said that the bear ate his chickens, I was like, dude, do you have a ring? Do you have like cameras? I don't want to see the chickens like get eaten. Like, I could just Google that. But I was genuinely curious,
dude,
like, how this bear got over
your
fence.
Unless I put a game camera all the way back there where the chickens were, you wouldn't see it from a ring anyways.
Yes, you would. The chickens aren't that far back.
Not with the way it would have to be through the angle, because it's up on the deck and up high. You wouldn't see anything back there. It would look right over everything.
Why'd you put them so far?
You can angle it.
That's why the bears are coming out of the woods and eating them.
Because you have chickens. They smell wonderful.
I don't smell them from the house.
And as soon as the weather gets like it is now, those windows will be open soon. And I don't want to smell chicken.
My windows were open yesterday.
Oh, he's being sarcastic.
Was I? Was I being sarcastic, or he's just not keeping up?
Now you guys both lost me.
The heroin junkie story is the best part of this pod that nobody's even gonna, no one's ever gonna hear.
But on Patreon,
on Patreon,
get the juicy goods.
We'll retell the story.
We'll throw friends under the
That's
bus.
Right. We'll become heroin junkie. You know, dude, I was thinking about this. Dude, we talked about the whole Patreon thing, like their Subscribestar and all this stuff. We are incredibly lazy about doing that, because I say I'm going to do this. I don't know. I've been pretty busy. I've been painting my house. Dude, I don't think it takes. Like, even if we don't do tiers or whatever, we can still just set it up. Dude, we could just set up a PayPal and say, hey, guys, if you like what you hear, throw us $5 a month. Like, it would probably take 10 or 15 minutes to send up a Patreon where we literally, even if we don't like, hey, we'll give you this, we'll give you that, because we won't. We're lazy. You know, we're clever but lazy. But we just say, hey, man, if you like what we do here and you want to sling us $5 a month,
we're lazy. But you sling money at me, you'll see me work.
That's what I'm saying.
Like you want to get free T-shirts? I'll freaking do it. And the Patreon, the only reason we don't do it is consistency. Once you get paid, I cannot.
Yeah. Dude, I tell you what, dude, this year our consistency has been garbage.
These last 2 years.
No, nah, not last 2 years. No, it's just been 2020, dude.
No, it was before that. We were already missing every other for the last 6 months.
Not you guys. I mean, I was missing a lot.
We were missing like about every other for almost 2 years now.
No, the last one
has been the worst because we've been doing 3 to 4 weeks in between a couple. But no, we were going every other for a while. You can look at the dates. It's easy. You can just go back.
It sounds to me like you just wasn't uploading.
Wasn't posting them on time.
Yeah.
I want to get back to it, man. Like, it sucked. It just sucks that we got going so many different ways, you know? Like, it sucked we couldn't get together last week. But it's like, has everyone's life gotten a lot busier or something?
Mine's always been busy.
Yeah, that's what I don't like, feel like mine's gotten
just,
any.
Well, I mean, I think the biggest thing is I can flex some, but most of you guys couldn't flex around what I could flex. Like, I can't do, I can now. I don't have any clients this Saturday.
I know the last few times it's been you. You're like, I just can't flex to that.
Well, it's...
surprised me. I was like, whoa, that's just like... Yeah. Nope,
well, part of it, too, is I'm not doing Sundays anymore. Like, Sunday's the one day that I am not doing anything, bro.
We've done Sunday in a long time.
Well, I know, but it was brought up even for that last one. Like, I'm just not doing it. That's my only day.
Well, I was just saying...
Because Sunday's just my work here. I literally just do training plans and edit. That's all I do on Sunday. I'm not doing clients. I'm not recording new stuff. I'm not...
Yeah, yeah. No, I understand. It's just, I don't know. I feel like...
But I work 6 out of 7 days a week.
Yeah.
And then seventh day is actually clean it up. So that's where, like, the hours is kind of my hard part, too.
Even God had to rest.
Yeah, because, you know, I get home super late on a few of these.
Don't have, like, 3 or 4 jobs, dude.
Well, it's so I can get rid of the one job I don't like. The only one that really pays me. Like, the job I don't like is the one I get paid for.
That's typically how work works.
Like, my favorite job is the one I don't even get paid, but, well, they give me beer. Lots of free beer.
Wait, they don't pay you?
No. I'm an intern, like. Like, I just intern. I'm learning. I'm underneath the brewmaster learning.
I assumed they gave you, like, minimum wage or something.
Nah, but I get free beers and friggin' employee discounts, so that's good enough
free
for me.
Free knowledge for hard work.
But the knowledge is a big thing. Like, to open a brewery, dude, I was nowhere. Like, I thought I knew a lot, but there's so many little things I never thought of. So I'm so glad I did it.
What's the brewmaster? Like, but the brewmaster doesn't own the place, does he?
No, that's the owner. Go figure.
Dude, Jimmy. My God.
You know what the brewmaster does?
Brews the beer?
Not usually, no. He's the one who just creates the recipes and
right.
tells the brewers what to do.
I got it. What I'm saying is sometimes the brewmaster could be the owner. But
can
I,
be.
But I assume
can
he
be,
wasn't
I wouldn't,
since that's not how you refer to
and him. That's one of the reasons that I wanted to do this, because I thought that's what I would do is be the owner. Like, I couldn't do both.
That's going to take a lot of work. Yeah, absolutely.
Not unless you partner up and the partner runs one side, you run the brewmaster.
Well,
side.
You could still be the owner, but you'd have to hire a
brewmaster.
Manager. No, I should say you could be the owner and the brewmaster, but you'd have to hire an ops manager.
Yeah. Well,
you could do it.
No, but I changed a lot of what I've done.
Yeah,
and
but you're
I,
putting
I,
all the money in then, you know?
Well, I'm just saying, it can be done.
I'm just going to do it all by myself.
If you're the brewmaster, then the owner puts out all the
risk. So what's the goal then?
I thought you wanted to open your own brewery.
Mm-hmm. That's the goal.
But you don't want to make your own beer?
I do want to make my own beer, and I make my own beer. But when it comes to owning a brewery and operating a brewery, one's got to give. You got to put all your heart towards one side. You either got to work on the marketing, the business itself, and the finances and all that. Or, I mean, brewing is it's about 18 hours each day we're brewing.
Right.
So you know, like,
what
you just,
do you want to do? Where
I
want
to be the owner.
Where's your heart?
The owner.
Then why are you learning how to brew beer?
Because
you know what? You're right. I should just open a brewery and not know dick about it.
Oh, my gosh.
You're a genius, bro. I never thought about it. You know what? Screw it.
I feel like you should be focusing on advertising and finance, because 5 years into this podcast, like, yeah. We're such a huge success.
Wait. Let's time out a second. Let's go back to this. So it's my fault. I forgot I got to do everything.
No, first of all, dude, you can say that to him.
Holy crap.
No, you can say that to him. You can't say that to me.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I can make everything, but
he's
host.
The one that hired the
oh, my goodness.
He's the one that hired the Bangladeshi and Indian producers to get us to number two for a while.
No, what I'm saying is,
I missed that
obviously,
screenshot. I got number two.
I obviously agree with that. It's a smart to learn it. I'm just saying then, are you eventually then... Like you said, that's why I asked, what do you want to do?
Well,
I assumed you wanted to brew the beer, since that's who you're tutelaging or whatever, you know, tutoring.
Well, okay,
under.
Let me. I'm going to take a time out. I'm learning the brewing process right now. Then I get to learn the canning process and how all that works. At the same time, I am talking with the operations manager, the owner.
Two or three years? Like, he'll be on fries.
So it takes time.
They'll tell me where they keep the bacon.
You guys are freaking, like...
You're going to be dead by then.
It's possible.
It's highly possible.
But it's at least I'm working
in
a direction.
It's like, you're looking a little AIDS-ish over there, and that's coming from me. You're getting skinny, man.
Dude, nobody's looking as thin as you. How much bigger is your dick?
I can't even carry it around anymore. The rest of my muscles are so weak.
So weak? That's the only reason it feels heavier, is I can't lift it.
I get an erection and I just pass out. They're so sore, dude. I'm just saying, like I said, you have lost a lot of weight, yeah. Bravo. And we all know that every 30 pounds equates to 1 inch on your penis. That's science. That's medicine.
I'm pretty sure it's not
science.
It's
not. It absolutely is.
Your dick doesn't get better. There's just less fat around it.
Dude, we've gone over this.
Yes.
Your dick doesn't grow. There is 1 inch more visible. Like, actually, dude,
yeah, because you're fat. You lose
dude,
fat.
Your penis is huge because, actually, if you look at where you're daggone it. Not yours. Yours is pretty small. But
yeah, that'd make the cut. Trust me.
I'm saying, dude, your penis is much, much larger than you think it is. As in the average man. I'm saying because of what actually medically, dude, like if you freaking cadavered it down or cut like what the actual penis is, it's... Why am I making this hand motion?
Because video is an option.
I know. Dude,
I just want to know why he keeps making that hand motion so close to his mouth. My dick is so big. Look at that thing.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like trying to look down the hole. Can you see?
Goodness.
Yeah, reach clear. Reach is clear.
I'm just saying.
I feel like you're explaining this the way Trump explains things in debates. Yeah.
What you saying?
I know what you mean.
It's a big dick. It's a giant dick. Dick's so much bigger.
So he's saying it's like Trump. Okay, you shut up. Chris, can you tell me what he said? Because we all know the only way you can tell if a politician told you anything is you got to wait for the other person to come out.
Yeah.
Dude, what he meant.
All I'm saying is your own penis is much larger.
It's anatomically a human penis is much larger.
Because again, it goes into you.
Yeah.
Not someone else's penis.
It only goes into you.
That's right. Anyways, it's much bigger than you think.
Hang on, I got to write down the time for into you.
You're welcome.
We got the penis talking.
You're welcome.
Wasn't even a good one.
Actually, it was because it wasn't
very informative.
Actually, because it wasn't meant to be like crass or anything. It just turned out like genuinely penis-y funny.
So, speaking of penises,
I'd love to see what the freaking the subtitles. I don't know. Is penis-y like P-E-N-I-S hyphen Y or is it P-E-N-I-S-Y? Penis-y. I'm going to keep saying it till we see it show up there. Penis-y.
Wait, yeah, you got a while.
Somebody's going to type it in?
No, but he's got the freaking...
I don't know, but it definitely freaking capitalized it. Our show's so much better on freaking closed
captioning. Dude, why does the closed captioning capitalize the word penis like it's a proper noun?
No, it's not a proper noun. Like it's an acronym.
Dude...
It wasn't like a proper noun because it would just been a capital P. It was capital P, capital E, capital N, capital I. It's an acronym.
Dude, it's like it's like it's yelling and it's like, and then we have the penis.
Oh, it's all caps.
It types it in all caps.
You almost wish it. As soon as it types, you just hear this.
Oh, you know right now.
You got a penis.
You know right now they're turning on closed captioning. Everybody that's watching.
If you're not watching by closed captioning.
If you're not watching closed captioning, you're missing out.
Too late.
Especially all the question marks.
Oh,
we'll just throw it in like every 10 minutes. Penis-y.
Penis-y. All caps.
He's got it right.
No, I just think that's a great title if I can figure out how we're going to spell it. Capital penis-y.
Penis-y. No, it needs to be penis-y in parentheses. All caps. that's the name right there, bro. That's the name right there.
Penises, all caps? That's a whole different ballgame.
Penis-y. It's got to be penis-y.
I think it should be like Wally, penis, cack, E.
I like that.
Mm. Bold like font.
Yeah. Bold. An artistic script.
Only if you've lost 30 pounds.
Times Roman 3.
All right. So dick talk.
Over.
So anybody use condoms?
Sounds like the name for another pod. Dick talk. Oh, I didn't come up with that.
On Patreon under Man Points. Dick talk.
That's right. Dick talk.
And all it'll be is Chris giving us penis updates. It's another quarter of an inch.
That's right.
Dude. Lost an inch.
Dude, you could start an OnlyFans.
Any more inches and I'm just going to keel over dead.
No, you know how long it took? I kept seeing that. It took me forever to learn what OnlyFans was.
Did you go to the website?
No.
I don't even know OnlyFans.
You don't know what OnlyFans?
You basically
Hold on. No. Stop.
Oh, you just said he didn't know what it was.
Probably a couple weeks ago, maybe a month.
Now that you know what it is, how does he not know what it is?
That does surprise me.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
It really surprises me that you don't know OnlyFans.
All right, so OnlyFans is basically... I'm very disappointed in you not knowing the direction pornography is going.
Oh, dude.
Pornography is very personalized.
I've
now.
Been out of the porn industry for a little only while.
Fans,
now.
OnlyFans, you pick yours.
That's right.
Who you like, and then you kind of make requests, and they charge you.
You pick your what?
Whatever chick or dude.
Whatever
you want.
Yeah, whatever. We don't care.
Yeah. OnlyFans is for anybody.
If you want a chick that does nothing but cosplay as Velma and will finger
bang herself with a crucifix,
they'll do it for you. While she calls you. Chris, my shaggy. Then they'll do that. It's literally personal porn. Like, how have you never even heard the joke of like, check my OnlyFans? Like every 19-year-old to 24-year-old millennial, that's an oxymoron, or redundant, has an OnlyFans. Like on Twitter, it's basically like.
Never heard of it, dude.
Oh yeah, dude.
You want to know actually how I found it is like through like influencers, the beer influencers. Like all the chicks did like pictures of beers and stuff
and
like that.
Bio,
and they'll be in a
bio
and say OnlyFans. I'm like, what the hell is that?
Check my OnlyFans.
And then of course I Google it because everybody's got it. I'm like, what's an OnlyFans? It's like, and it tells you what it is. I'm like, that's weird.
So dude, you'll go. All right, so you'll see pictures of chicks on Instagram, right, with like bikinis or lingerie or something.
If I went on Instagram.
Well, first off, that's what we're missing here. We would have a much bigger following if we had cleavage. Because I noticed you can sell, or like anybody will follow, please.
Mitch.
Ben.
Bring yourself back to the table, please.
But if you look at it, like all I have to say, it could be the worst thing in the world on Instagram. It could have, she could only have four posts. But because she showed one with cleavage, 49,000 followers. And you're like,
I'm so freaking
for what? Dude.
Yeah. For that butt.
For one freaking cleavage. It's like, yeah. What do I got to do? Put my dick on there?
Agreed. Like,
but you can't, basically, all these
why
websites.
Why would you
Twitter,
do that?
You can't put,
why would I put my dick on
there?
Because I want my following.
Sometimes I don't just want Velma. Sometimes I want.
Oh, you can request over and over.
You can. You subscribe to different ones.
Or Wonder Woman. Or
most of them, I think, only charge like five. I think like expensive ones are like.
I know, but it's free.
$20.
Like, who's paying for this shit? Just to have your name in it.
All right. Here's what's weird about it, dude. So I did. Some research. I did some research into this. Okay, because I was curious about. And it's funny. I did all this research without actually going to OnlyFans, and I was actually researching the porn industry and how things changed. First of all, Playboy, freaking magazines.
Did your
right?
dad give you a book report?
No. This was just recently.
Hey, could you go study the direction video? Of porn?
So we have like Hustler, Playboy, all that type of stuff, right? So then we start getting to VHS, and you have like all the...
well, porn dictates technology.
Wait, are we doing a history of porn now?
Yeah, well, I'm saying... And then you have like not the industry, but the shooting companies, the whatever you'd call them.
Production companies?
Production companies, thank you. Are running everything, right? So then... the internet comes along, and specifically Napster. Napster freaking revolutionizes porn. Now people are putting porn up on there on torrent sharing sites, and they're doing that, and they're getting it for free. Then while this is all going on, then you get all the different hubs and all the different websites, right? One dude ended up buying like every single porn site, every popular porn site on the internet.
Was it
one
Trump?
Time. No, it should have been. Right, but he bought
that would have been a good
all,
investment.
Dude.
You would have made more money.
Pornhub, like whatever's big, dude, in the mid to late
porn
90s.
Porn is probably the best investment. It's one thing I don't think it'll ever go away. You can legislate it away, it's still going to be there. You could freaking do anything, it will always be there.
So the thing is, and this is I read several articles that likened, especially OnlyFans and porn, to Starbucks. You know that like 20 years ago, well, probably about 25 years ago at this point, right? Dude, Americans hated coffee. Coffee was freaking garbage here. Like, it was tasted horrible. No one drank it. No one liked it. The dude who owns Starbucks went over to whatever. Like, I'm telling
that's
you,
not true.
Where the hell he live?
30 years ago, was there a Starbucks on every corner?
No, but there was coffee everywhere.
Yeah, everybody had a coffee pot in their home. And yes, it's garbage by comparison, but everybody drank it.
Right, but I'm saying Starbucks revolutionized it, dude. They started giving you a better product and charging more and making it an experience.
Well, they made it exclusive. You were special when
you
showed up.
You were cool when you went there. You were special when you went there. One of the big things, one of the big things Starbucks teaches.
I definitely don't remember a lot of women drinking coffee on the
right
when I was a kid.
Exactly.
In the
70s. It wasn't something you went and did, dude. Like,
there was
even when I was in high school,
dad sucked down with bacon and eggs.
Right.
Like, hold on. Let me finish
this
thought.
This is important. Notice on here it says bring them on camera. Oop, can I? I think I can bring people on camera.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do that.
Try it. We're going to find out. Oh,
anyways,
who?
Brooks.
Everybody.
Everyone? I don't know.
But they all disappeared.
A watch know. Party? So anyways, like, one of the things Starbucks does is the baristas try to, hey, good morning, Chris. Good morning, Wes. Leland, it's good to see you again.
It's personalized.
They really push the personalized experience. And so that's now, you could get coffee at 7-Eleven for, for years and years and years for 99 cents for like 24 ounces. That was like, like the army freaking, some mud coffee. And then Starbucks charges you $4 or $5. You're like, why am I doing this? And they've got this highbrow, treat you like a customer, make you feel better.
Cleavage.
Well, but I'm saying they personalize the experience, and that's where it's gone now.
Me here.
That's basically where it's gone now for porn. Guys can get it free at other places, but they like want it personalized. They want it to be for them. They want something different. Dude, I'm just telling you that's the way the market is, man. Apparently that's what's happened.
All right. He just caught a gay. How long before he has an OnlyFans friggin'
account?
Before he's friggin' like...
Yeah, 5 minutes after this. He's absolutely checking out the website tonight at home. And that's your prerogative.
Yeah, have fun.
Yeah.
Start with the $5.99 and move your way up. You'll be good.
I think people only pay like $5 and stuff for it. I don't know. I don't think it's very expensive.
Oh, see, now
he
ain't going to get out of the driveway.
I don't get it. Like, I don't understand what anybody gets out of that.
It's just porn, but they know you. They can you ask and request things.
It's not just porn. I think you're paying for a virtual. I think you're paying for the girlfriend experience.
Well, from what I understand, some of them don't even like. I guess what's her name? And this is one of the reasons I found out Disney chick.
Can you believe me? You're paying.
She ruined it though.
Well, that's what's her.
You're paying for every girlfriend experience,
right? Oh no, but that's what people are paying for. So I think some people like. It's like I read some articles where they talk to these OnlyFans girl and they're like, yeah, I know, like you know whatever they call them, their clients were like, I know. His kids' names. I know his mother's name.
That's really creepy.
No, yeah, because dude,
right, dude.
But like,
you're not selling this to me.
I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm not going
to
lie.
I know you're kidding about.
But like I said, it
seems like
weird.
The type of thing you'd be into. I mean, you know, you're lonely. You got a girl that's going to pay attention to you.
You are our porn guy. So that's why I'm really surprised you don't know anything about it.
I certainly was for a long time.
I'm just surprised you at least didn't know what it was. I mean, you know, anyways.
Yeah, like I said, if it went for the Disney chick, I would learn.
That's pop culture reference. Like, check out my OnlyFans.
That's clearly, like, not all it is. Because, like, he was saying, even, like, just the swimsuit models on beer posters have their OnlyFans.
Everyone. No, this is literally, like, these
I don't
are,
think, yeah,
this
I don't is, think it's it, not I, all porn. I don't think it's all
oh,
porn.
No. Well, no.
I think the most is.
I mean, it might just be them showing off their boobs and stuff. I'm not saying they're having, like, they're not doing, like, hardcore freaking.
Some are.
Yeah, I mean, some of them are. No. I'm not saying it's, like, some hardcore, like, three, you know, like.
And I'm sliding
we're
back
here to
again.
We're here to fix your. We're here to fix your toilet.
Well, that's like I was talking about that Disney chick. I can't remember. She was a Disney star.
She didn't even do anything.
But
she was telling people
and got butt ton of money for nothing.
For nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
And she ruined it.
Isn't that called a scam?
Fraud. It's, yeah.
No.
Yeah,
well, not really. Not unless she says I'm literally going to get naked and then
she
doesn't.
She literally did, and she literally did not. And she was charged. And she. So everyone charged. Did anyway? It was some Disney. Freaking, it's kind of creepy because she was a child star in Disney.
Well, that's why she was so popular, supposedly.
Right. So anyways, like,
all
so
the
then
pedophiles
she said,
are like, oh, now I get to see.
She tried to say she was, like, researching it for a role. Everybody started doing chargebacks.
It could be maybe, like, when I was a kid and I was 14 and Alyssa Milano was 14 and I had a poster of her. And then I was like, as she grew older, when I grew older, I was like,
we all know she's 20 years old. It's 44-year-old dudes.
Yeah. But we've also said that it's okay.
In today's world, it's 44-year-old dudes, bro.
That's gross.
Yeah. You know as well as I do.
The thing is,
there will be a couple of those, but not all.
They changed it. I think they said it was a while. This was like 3 or 4 months ago. They changed to where you're allowed to make
for girlfriends online. It's
people do it all the time, man. Dude, there's people that do it on Twitch to be like be bossed around with their money and stuff. There's ones like that are cucks about their money. That oh yeah, dude. That like force them.
That's
no,
somebody
pay,
who's making a hell of a lot more money than me.
Absolutely, you pay me $50 now, right now, and you don't pay your bills, and you do. Yeah, dude. There's people that get off on someone else telling them how to spend their finances. That get off on a hot chick telling them husbands.
Yeah.
is that the word you're looking for?
Every man ever, right? Yeah, every man ever.
If there were any left.
Yeah. Anyways, to finish the story, I think that chick was there. You were allowed to tip because you can tip when they send you videos. And it used to be $50, I think. And that chick, the Disney chick, messed it up because they got all these chargebacks. She basically said, if you tip me $50, I'm sending you this naked stuff of me. And she didn't do it. So people were doing chargeback on their credit card because it's fraud. And so because of that, it was a massive amount of chargebacks. They actually changed their policy, but they have kind of like Twitter, like verified OnlyFans chicks, right? They're still allowed to charge $50, but unverified, like, it's only $20. So, like, they screwed it for the amateurs.
Hmm.
Like, the professionals.
Who might be giving out a good product.
That's right.
And not defrauding good product.
We all know the amateurs are definitely going to be giving out. They try harder. It's like fat chicks, bro. You know you're getting what you want. You're getting your money's worth.
Well, really, this chick was an amateur,
not
too.
What I want.
She was an amateur in this industry just because she had been on the freaking Disney Channel. That's like, you know, Michael Jordan was a professional basketball player, wasn't super great at baseball. Just because you're a professional in one thing doesn't mean you're going to excel in another. Like, wow, you were really good at acting when you were 8. You suck at porn.
Yeah.
As a 20-year-old.
Is acting an issue in porn?
Put that in there.
Is acting really an issue in porn?
Yeah, because, like, I don't know, like, oh my, this isn't the pizza.
Yeah, that's what every dude's paying for. It's like, well, is she gonna get her pizza?
I'm more interested in, like, when she forgets her lines, why does she sound like a dude?
Line. Wow.
So, anyways, guys, check out my OnlyFans.
You just stole my man up.
It could still be the man.
Be sure to check out our OnlyFans.
I should have saved that. Oh, man.
Or you could have thrown it into your...
Honestly,
man,
Google
should we do a Man Points OnlyFan? Not promise any news, but just do an OnlyFans and see what comes up.
Absolutely.
Like $5, Leland will sit here with a shirt off.
Sure.
So you know
for what's $10, you'll put it back on.
So I do. So,
$15 for it.
So I know someone that I not OnlyFans. I won't use their name, but you know on TikTok you can get money, right? You can solicit donations. You can because yeah,
no, dude. I think I told you I created a TikTok account for us. Immediately deleted it after I scrolled through TikTok. I was like, "What the freaking hell is this?" Literally, all I could think of because it's just. Young
it's garbage.
Girls
it's garbage.
That's
oh
it.
Yeah, dude.
For the most part, I mean, granted, there's a few other things, but that was the bulk of it. I'm like, I don't get with this, so I got rid of it.
Big,
don't have
big time child predator problems on TikTok.
Oh God, yeah.
But you can solicit happen. Donate. You can be paid right there on the app. And so I know someone.
We can too. Right. We can get paid right now. What's your account number? I'll have them just direct deposit to you.
555.
What's your mother's maiden name?
And yeah, may need your birthday, your social. Just the last four should be fine.
I'm good. I already got a dude, a prince in Nigeria that needed to deposit a bunch
well,
of
first
money in my account.
One thing I know about Chris this week, I'm not going to his bank account.
Yeah.
Let's use yours.
Nah. I already told you what
I'd like to at least get something
I'm
out of it.
Flush now,
I already told you what I'm spending my money on.
I was real poor until about 6:20 this morning.
But so she was, she had a decent following.
I opened my OnlyFans and I'm rich again. Yeah. Right?
She has a decent following on TikTok. Like she's not like making her living off it or whatever, but had a decent following. True. And so she put out just a person I know. Oh. I don't want to name names.
All right, I thought we were talking about celebrity.
And so they said, and she said, hey, if you send me, I don't know if it was $5 or $10, she threw out some sort of number. She's like, you might get a personal message back.
You might.
So she got, got all this money. I mean, not like thousands or whatever.
You might get a good podcast.
She got a sizable amount of money. Didn't send anything out. Some people then messaged her and like, hey, you said blah, blah. I was like, wow. I said, you might. Sorry you didn't. I mean, you can kind of only do that once.
I hate to say it. There's only one term that I have to say on this. What a bitch.
Dude,
because like, you know that was intangible for like... None of you are getting anything.
Yeah.
Which I'm cool with if you at least send one.
Actually.
Just pick one.
Actually, if she replies with I said
you might.
That's a personal message. She just lived up to the deal.
Good thing they're attorney.
But dude, I was like.
You're all right,
I am proud of you. You know, dude, I'm going to respect that right there, dude. Like I said, you're only going to get away with it once.
Yeah.
Dude, I have no problems with anybody who doesn't hurt anybody in their scam to get money from other people. And if you fall for it, don't cry to me. You know what I mean?
You're not hurting anybody. It's really not a scam.
Right,
it's like Leland's original arcade. That was just entrepreneurship, you know?
That's right.
No. His was legit embezzlement. He got fired for it.
That's true.
You worked there, didn't you?
Yeah.
But dude, if you or I were doing it, that's different.
You were providing a service that people were willing to pay for.
He's undercutting his company.
And you provided the service.
And he got what's going
to 20 bucks.
And he got what's going to happen.
How are you? 20 bucks, 20 bucks. You know the park charges 50 for that. How dare you give it out for 20 bucks?
It was really the glory hole box in the house of fun.
How far are we off from that?
From what?
Where you go to, like, I like exactly what
a glory hole,
yeah,
amusement park?
Where you go to, no, where you
I mean, let's go.
Yeah, dude. You know, it's going to be called... No, it's going to be called Disneyland.
Horse galore.
I'm saying... I like it. But I'm saying, how long till you go there? And we've gotten so...
I feel like they have these overseas already.
It's called the Philippines.
Where it's mainstream.
Four floors
of our island.
You go there, and dude, it's no longer getting your picture taken with a Disney princess.
Dude, I guarantee we're not
that
far.
Now you have my attention.
You want to know why we're not that far? The freaking whole robotic sex robot doll thing, like, it ain't gonna be long, bro. They're gonna have full on brothel, amusement park, things like that, where
like
it's gonna
West
be any
World,
character you
just,
could. Yeah, no joke. It'll be
something
like that.
Instead of Westworld, it's just fuck world. Then
yeah,
you
but,
show
yeah,
up.
Yeah, but why do we have to. Why? And I'm not saying I'm advocating for this. So I'm saying, but why are we waiting for robots to do it? Are you kidding me? Like, if you
because
get the,
prostitution is still illegal,
right? So you do it the right country or the right state or on Jeffrey Epstein's island. I don't know.
It's already been, like, no joke. I guarantee you, you go to. Philippines, Thailand, there's some place like that.
Right.
There's a place like that.
In Colorado somewhere.
Where is it, Chris?
I'm sure there are in Colorado.
I'm just throwing states out.
I was going to say in Europe, but I mean, there's
There's places everywhere.
It's not just Asia. It's Europe.
Like I'm saying, like why don't they have
but
that?
But it's not going to be sponsored by Disney yet. We got to wait.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I got about 10 years.
I want a big corporate sponsor. No, dude. I don't want. I don't
Disney's
want like
gonna own everything.
Knockoffs. Disney I don't want knockoffs, dude. Yeah. I don't want like.
How long
I don't
you
want
can just order from Amazon.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want Snow Off White. I want Snow White. Right. You know. I want. I don't want.
Racist.
I don't want. Well, I'm saying I could have said Snow Black. That would have been racist.
I don't want her to be off white.
It's gonna he's be saying he wants a real one. He wants
saying,
a Disney
dude, you don't
sponsored
want the,
official.
You don't want the knockoff.
Oh, he yeah. wants the real deal.
Like I don't want. I don't want full on. I want Mulan. You know. I'm trying to think of ones. That, you know. You liked that one, didn't you?
Full on. I was like, I,
you had to like.
You had
on.
To tell me the punchline.
You know. You don't want. What are we? What are we? What are, I'm trying to think
like
of.
You don't
a good
want
one.
Some random Star Wars character. It has to be approved
he doesn't
by the 501st.
He doesn't want Wally. He wants Penisy.
That's right. I don't want Princess. I don't want Princess Layla. Right. You know what I mean? I want Princess Layla. Yeah, dude. I'm not looking for this third. I'm not looking for
dude,
the Mexican knockoff.
I'm
gonna
tell
version,
you what.
You know what I'm saying? Like
I'm
the gas
tell you
station.
What,
as soon as you cross over the border,
come over here and hey, taking all these Star with, our Star Wars
spider,
horror jobs.
You know, we can buy Spider Dude and the Bulk.
Hey, just so you know, it's been a few years. You don't want Princess Leia.
What? How do you
just
know?
Saying.
You don't know what I'm into.
you probably don't want it, though.
She ain't going to argue.
Give me your warner. Yeah, she ain't fighting hard.
Whoa.
Tie her up.
I don't know.
Lots of lube.
The Force might bring her back to life for a second.
Dude, the Force can bring back... The Force, if the Force can't bring back the Star Wars franchise, period, I doubt it's going to worry about just Leia.
Well,
she did die in the last one at the end, right? Yeah, she did.
I don't think so.
No. I don't remember
I
her dying.
That was
I
the irony of it, is that Mark Hamill's still alive, but his character's dead. And Carrie Fisher's
I thought
dead.
I remember them saying goodbye.
Before they
her.
Released
Leia's
the movie that,
yeah.
that Luke dies in. It's like, well, you might want to switch this up. Time
well,
out. Read.
Yeah. And Harrison Ford. They killed off freaking...
Right.
Yeah.
And he's still alive.
All the original live guys aren't in the show. All the original dead guys, Peter Mayhew.
Yeah.
Like, they're all still in there.
Yeah, I saw him, I think, at the debate.
Yeah, all the dead guys. Oh, jeez.
Oh, I totally stole that from another podcast. But
I haven't even heard that. You could have had that. You could have.
Shapiro's talking about it. It's just, he was saying before the debate, it's just going to be Chewbacca versus the Swedish Chef. And then that's exactly what it was.
A boinka, boinka, boinka. Who was who, though?
Dude, come on. If you don't know.
Who's? I mean, I guess, like, what, Trump's Chewbacca?
Definitely. Yeah.
Originally, I was thinking... The Swedish Chef because of the hair thing.
And the hand movements. So.
Yeah.
How come Trump's always moving his shoulders?
I don't know. Because
he's an old guy with a bad back, probably.
We're going down that road.
Well, I asked Chris, I don't want to ask him that question I asked you real quick.
Okay.
So when they first walked in and they stood, and there's that pause after they introduced him, did a word pop in your head when you looked at him? Because I did. Like immediately I was like, old.
Oh, I, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I did not realize. Like, I knew they're oldest and I knew all that. But when they stood there together and you're just looking at me like,
so,
holy crip, Kikuru, bro.
So, it went first on Trump, right? And I, the first thing I said to Candace, because we were watching, I said, dude, he looks especially orange tonight.
And
I was
especially
like,
bad. Like, he
and I was like, he does not
horrible.
He does not look good. And then it zoomed on in on Biden. I said, but Trump looks better than Biden. Biden was pale as crap.
Well, what got me with Biden?
And his hair. I didn't realize how bad his hairline was. Yeah.
What got me with Biden is his eyes. All I could think of was Jaws. Their eyes.
He didn't. Yeah, Biden
they were just
did not,
black. They didn't blink hardly at all. He's just like
a doll.
I thought Trump looked horrible, and then it showed Biden. Horrible. And I was like, oh, well, Trump's actually.
And now
the
I know why Trump's
guy.
Always standing square onto the camera as straight as he can, keeping his face straight, because when he leaned over that podium and they had that
he's
side,
blobby.
That profile view.
He's blobby.
Like he was like a snail person. Like it
he's
was
younger
so
than Biden.
Weird looking.
He's younger than Biden, but he
looked
like
a creature.
He looks better than Biden. Biden looked. I mean, Biden is
they both
what, 4 years
shit.
Older.
They looked like shit.
But see, I think Trump looked like crap for a different reason. I think Trump looked like crap, like kind of like a sloppy crap.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Biden looked like an old, he could die any minute crap.
Yeah.
Well, that I will say, I would put money that. Trump lives 4 more years, regardless if he's, you know what I mean? Like, he's going to get 4 more years out of him. Biden, I couldn't make a bet that he'd get 2 more years.
Yeah, I know.
It's sad because
either way, that's my biggest problem.
Yeah.
That I think Pence would be a decent president. I think Kamala Harris would be a disaster.
Honestly, on this one, and I know how everybody, but I came to a new
not realist, because I, one's well, a man, one's a woman,
no,
because of the because
one's white, one's black.
Extreme difference of politics.
No, but one of the things I was looking at is like, first off, if Trump gets reelected, not ruining America. If Biden gets reelected, I really don't think we'll ruin America. We'll have some issues. We'll have to get through politic crap. But we've already lost as a nation simply because I think Russia and China have already won. Nobody trusts the election anymore.
No, that's our goal.
And that scares the hell out of me.
That is their goal, dude.
It scares the crap out of me.
They're already positioning the lawyers. Well, they don't plan the Biden campaign.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I hope the only way I'm hoping
the right's doing it in reaction.
Well, I'm hoping
the left is pre-positioning.
I'm hoping the Republicans or the Democrats, I hope Trump or Biden, either one of them, whoever wins, wins big and clearly. I don't want close, even though it's going to be close. I don't want that because if they don't win big, one or the other, this crap is never going away. You know what I mean? We're not even going to get a break. And I found out something else.
It'll be the new normal.
Well, you know who's going to be president January 20th,
Pelosi.
Right?
No, Pelosi. No.
Did you see? I didn't know that.
Pelosi's not.
Well, I didn't know that if they don't have a definitive answer by then.
They will.
Yeah, right. But if they don't, I didn't know that. Like, it doesn't go to the VPs or anything like that. You got to wait for Congress to figure out who's going to be the president. And in the meantime, interim from January 20th till Congress deems which one's president, it would be Pelosi, which is weird. I didn't know that.
I thought
Trump would just sit there until it's figured out.
Unless Congress is wouldn't back.
Well, no, I'm just saying if they didn't have one decision. I didn't know that. I thought the sitting president would just sit till a decision was made. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think you can do that.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
That was smart for the Constitution.
Yeah, you know, well, if you look at everything they did, they got a plan for everything. They're brilliant. It's the best thing we've ever done is that Constitution. And there's only one sitting president who's ever taken a right away from that by an executive order. Only one. Donald J. Trump.
What are you talking about?
He adjusted the Second Amendment by executive order. No one else has ever done that.
What are you talking about?
Bump stocks. Executive order against the Second Amendment. It's the only president that's ever done anything against, like, a Bill of Rights.
I didn't even know about this.
Yeah. When he banned them, I didn't even think about it then until I thought about it. My brother actually brought it up. I'm like, you know what? That makes freaking sense, but I never thought of it that way. But yeah, because he did that, he's like the only president that's ever done that. And I was like, so I'm not fully researched or vetted. I've looked and been looking through trying to find others because I know somewhere someone had
I have problems with these executive orders on anything, but particularly against...
A right.
Constitutional amendment. Yeah, yeah. Guaranteed right in the Constitution.
Yeah, no, so I found that to be interesting.
Like, I have issues with governors giving an executive order to mandate masks. Like, you don't have that power. You don't.
Yeah, except...
except that they do, because everybody just went, okay, we have to do it.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know what they can really do. That's what's weird. But right now, the biggest problem is they'll just shut down freaking businesses.
Right.
And we can't have that. We're already freaking hurting.
He wouldn't even answer, though, about what he was going to do it.
What?
What?
That's my Biden impression.
I have no idea what he was talking about or if he was trying to jump in.
It was good. It was good.
No.
I still don't know what's happening. What?
I don't even know what he said. Now you're Biden. Shut up. I don't know what just happened. What
are we doing?
He came in and said something like the Swedish chef, and you were confused, and then he said something else like the Swedish chef that you apparently understood, and I'm still, like, outside the jokes.
I was saying that was my Biden impression.
Oh. And that's what perfect sense.
Oh. But I have to say, in my 47 years, that was by far the most entertaining yet embarrassing debate I've ever watched in my life, man.
Before the end.
That
was exhausting.
I did too, about 15 minutes from the end. I went further than I thought I would, and I was like, I can't do this no more, man.
10 minutes from the end, I was like, this is
I can't do it no more. Like, I was...
I watched that much, I'm not going to stop.
Well, it got useless.
It was getting late on the East Coast.
I couldn't... There was no point.
We're both on the East Coast.
I know, but I'm saying it was getting late. Well, I'm saying that for listeners.
Some of us were
on the West Coast. On this coast, it was getting kind of late.
I don't know if you know this, Leland, but over in Suffolk, we're on the East Coast, unlike you in Yorktown. You West Coast Yorktown people. It was only 5 o'clock at your house.
Yorktown Yanks.
We've got our own time zone.
What's happening here?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We never even said for the listeners, obviously, we're talking about the first debate.
Dude, I don't think anybody in America's not.
Yeah, I know, dude.
I don't know when the next one's scheduled for, but if it's before Sunday, I don't want to be.
Because I made one Facebook post about 10 minutes in because it was exactly like we talked about before. And I've said that comment before, but I was like, you know, drunken uncles fighting.
Yeah.
That's all I put. And a number of people that knew exactly what I was talking about immediately, like, yep, watch it too. I'm like, I knew people would get it, but I didn't realize that everybody got it, and it deteriorated. And I was telling him, You guys might not have caught it, but my one text was like, I saw, or there's a glitch, was after we were going back and forth.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know if you saw, but it didn't go through quick enough, I don't think, because he was like, yeah, and they, and he went and he said something like, oh, there's a glitch, first one, here we go. It's about to get real.
Dude.
And if Trump would just let him speak for 2 minutes, he would have got
dude.
It.
Dude. Yeah. Freaking Biden's biggest advocate that night was not Chris
Wallace.
Trump. It was Trump, dude.
I know.
Well, like Chris Wallace is getting crapped on about, but how do you stop Trump? Like, how do you physically stop him? You can't. Like, you just...
No, Chris Wallace is being praised for. First of all, Chris Wallace.
What did he do wrong?
He's getting praised?
What did he do wrong?
Yes.
What did he do wrong?
What are you talking about? What
did
he do wrong?
I'll tell you what he did wrong.
He wasn't following up on very specific things that Biden was refusing to answer.
He said he was not going to live fact check the candidates, and that's true because he only live fact checked one of them. And he was just, dude. Anytime something good, of like actual debate started between Biden and Trump, he shut it down.
Yeah, that's it. We're gonna move on. All right, we're gonna.
Well, there's a few of those when he did. I'm like, thank God, because it was just going like one of the biggest ones was when the Sun talk, and I was just like, dude, this has got to end.
Yeah, but I don't consider that good debate. That was
no, but that's what most of it was to me. I was just hearing two guys arguing and then making the same points over and over again. I'm like, let's move on.
There were several times where I thought like, okay, this is what I actually want to see. This is what I actually want to hear. Like Trump and Biden are just talking to one another. You know, sniping or whatever you want to say. But I was like, this is what I want to see. And then Chris Wallace was like,
but there was nothing in any of that.
Chris Wallace made it about himself.
Nah.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not. You guys always think because I disagree. I honestly disagree 100% with you guys. No, right now, I honestly do.
Okay, it's not.
I don't think Chris Wallace was that bad. I think Trump was an asshole. And to try to bring Trump back in, he tried to interject. And I don't know what you, and I wouldn't even know what to do at that point. I'm like, it's a president. Hey, sir, shut up. He can't do that.
Right.
Only Biden can.
I'm not talking about that. Those moments.
Dude, I'm not knocking Chris Wallace for not having control of the debate. I'm knocking Chris Wallace for having too much control over
it. I don't think he had any control
over
it.
No, he exerted way too much control.
I don't think he...
And when things actually were getting
good, if he didn't step in at all,
I
guarantee Biden wouldn't have got a word for an hour and a half.
We're not talking about when he stepped in. We're talking about when he stepped in and redirected things at Trump.
Right. I'm still trying to figure out what and point. There was no points ever made by any candidate.
Because
yes, there were. any candidate, there was no real point.
Listen. It was
bad. I was in 47 years. It was just gibberish.
I didn't know you were going to come out of like this. I legitimately was listening to it again today. And there are things. And I would have taken notes if I'd have known you were going
to
ask for specifics.
But I was pissed because to me it was just meme talk.
There was one point where.
Meme after meme.
He was answering Biden, and Chris Wallace interrupted him and was like, no, that's not the question. This is the question. And that, it's like he goes, oh, I guess I'm debating you now. And
yeah.
I was like, that's awesome because he recognized that moment and called it. Like, hey,
and that happened
shut
all
the fuck up.
The
that's
night.
Not your job. Your job is to give a lot, ask the questions, and then allot the time.
Yeah.
And that's a hard job to do.
Yeah.
And nobody's
it was
faulting
impossible
him.
To
nobody's
do.
Faulting Chris, him dude, with these two knuckleheads.
It
Chris
was impossible.
Wallace's goal.
These two clowns.
Yeah. Chris Wallace's goal was not for at the end of this 90 minutes, was for the American people to be more informed and know more about the candidates. His goal was to elevate himself, which most people would
see,
do. I'm not saying.
And I hate to say this. I think you two, and you won't agree with me, we'll agree to disagree, are coming from a partisan side.
I'm not.
I am the most nonpartisan on either one of these guys.
I don't think it's partisan. I don't think it's partisan.
And no, I didn't like Chris Wallace. And no, I thought these questions
were
weak and silly and open.
I've seen better debates on YouTube from like people that have 10,000 followers
and they're
at a college campus.
Biden and Trump, neither one can debate. Biden's not quick enough, and Trump doesn't get the concept of it's okay to let the other guy talk about something.
Well, and that worked in Biden's favor.
It did. Well,
it
not
absolutely.
What worked on Biden's favor was how, like I said, Trump won and lost at the same time. Definitely more aggressive. Definitely more plans out of him. Got less, but he just looked like he was beating up a feeble old man.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing.
and Chris and I talked. I think a lot of the female watchers, especially,
were
going to be turned off by, especially the Suns talk.
They already were.
No, I'm talking about the suburban soccer moms that are, there's a lot of suburban moms that are Trump supporters and have been. But I think that might have turned a couple, not a lot, but a couple.
Dude, if you're a Trump supporter, you already know he's a dick.
He's not a dick. He's incapable of coming across professional.
That's not true.
Okay,
his State of the Union address was quite professional. It was.
I cannot see him.
He was measured. He said things.
I'm saying you put a teleprompter and you put him a teleprompter. Yes. You put him in front. Anybody can
you
read.
You put him in the ring. I don't think he's a street fighter.
He didn't surprise anybody. No, that debate. He was himself. The person who surprised me was Biden. Because if we're just going based on expectations versus what you did, Biden blew it out of the water. My expectations, I'm saying versus for expectations, my expectations were so freaking low. I was like, this guy's a genius. So expectation-wise, Biden blew it
up. No, Biden did a great job. I thought Biden was going
to
get ate up.
Of sitting right there at the camera, talking to all the people, blah, 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 ignoring Trump, blah, 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 talking
which
right
is funny,
to you.
I know that was like, that was one of the ones that annoyed me too. I was like, dude, that just looks so
But I'm telling you, that's
fake forced. You know what I mean? It's like, and it was always a nice little like pause and he kind of
knife hands.
The third thing though that surprised me so much about Joe Biden was the personal attacks. Trump had one.
Why? He does that all the time. That's Trump's thing, dude. Biden does that all the time.
But I mean, Trump
and he comes up with the weirdest things. Like,
but you know, he had
cotton-headed Ninny Muffins.
Right. But I thought he was really going to go for the "I'm presidential." I'm above all.
I think he tried and he got frustrated.
And he was like, "Shut up! You're the worst president ever."
At the time he said it,
Biden
I would have said the
way
same.
Way more personal attacks than Trump did,
dude. At the time that he said that, I'd have said the same thing.
Nah,
like
you
Trump
have,
was like, "Blah blah blah," just like we do with each other. Like, there's no way you'd be like,
I
"Shut up!"
You
and
would
let me
not.
Talk.
You would not because you have enough respect for the office. You wouldn't have, dude. I would never, dude. Would you ever tell Obama to shut up?
I think that was Trump's strategy
to get him to do that.
I agree. See what I'm doing? I'm talking to audience,
but I agree. I totally agree. His job was rattling, but he did.
And he did it the whole time. The whole time.
Well, it's a wrong time.
And then when you rattle him, you got to shut up and let him be rattled.
The one time he should have backed off the most, like again, I go back to those sons. Like that, I was like, dude, you're digging your hole. There's two times. That, I'm like, you're digging your hole. And the other one is like, he could have knocked out of the park. And we talked about the tax thing. I'm like, because they keep hitting on like, well, 16 to 17, you only paid $750. If Trump was smart, he'd have been like, yes, that's what happens when you give 100% of your income away that year.
Yeah.
And it would have been like, now what?
And the other thing is he should
have because he doesn't have any income the last 4 years.
Yeah.
Technically.
He needed to just also say, Joe, how much money did you pay in tax? Well, I paid $350,000. Why? What do you mean, why? Like, why didn't you pay $351,000? Because I was told to pay $350,000. So you paid, like, the people, like, everywhere.
I'm not pissed at Trump about it.
Oh, no, I know that.
But I am pissed at the system that lets somebody get away with paying less money than me.
It's not the system, it's the laws.
Right. I'm pissed at the laws.
Right, but I'm saying.
You're telling me a billionaire paying less tax than you makes you feel comfortable?
Yeah.
With the system? I don't. Because why is he not paying anything and I am?
Because I know that they're doing it in other ways. The fact that I know that Trump took a $100 million loss is why he doesn't pay any taxes.
Right. That's a business issue. You still got income that year. Pay like everybody else. You're
still a billionaire personally. Yeah.
You know, I lost money. You've lost money this year. You probably lost some somewhere. Like, it happens. But I still got to pay out the ass.
Dude, do I wish that I paid as much in I think taxation is straight up theft. I am no fan of taxes.
Agreed.
Although, I'm saying going to the whole fair share thing, your fair share is whatever bill the IRS hands you.
If
you pay them $1 more at the end of the year, you're a retard.
Well, no, I agree. And again, that's why we got to get rid of income tax because it's not fair. Because Trump's not paying zero.
Yeah, I'm fine with going to flat tax.
Trump's not paying
I'm
zero.
Going to go to a consumption
I got family
tax.
Members that get more money, just like you, get more money back. Oh, no, we don't flat tax either.
You start swinging your arms around. You always knock some electronic device over.
Not flat tax either. I want to get rid of all income tax, period, and just have a federal sales tax.
Yeah,
everybody pays, man.
Tax.
All right, we've talked.
Everybody
about this
pays.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
We digress.
Yeah, I know. No, I'm just saying, like, dude, I think that is. I wish that he'd
hit
on. You
must not like my plan.
I do actually, but we've already talked about it, like 50 times.
I just wish he'd hit on, like, yeah, dude. They sent like essentially the IRS sends you a bill at the end of the year. You know, and
this is why
and
I don't
pay
think,
it.
This is why I don't
so,
think.
So
tr- the, no, the you don't. No, no. They don't send you a bill. They're like, hey, you owe us money.
You know
you pay them,
gotta,
and they're like, you didn't pay enough, or here,
you
got to
figure
too much.
Out what your bill is.
I'm freaking, but they know
how much you owe.
Dude, I'm Barneying it down.
They're like, guess
obviously.
How much you owe.
Yeah. You know what I mean,
much?
Dude.
Nope.
Like, I'm trying to break it down
this
as
much
simplistic as
unless
possible.
Unless you figure out our loopholes.
Well, that's where, like with that, like, I don't ever want to pay where I get money back. I always want to pay a little more at the end of the year because I feel like I get more of my money.
Right.
So but I just don't want, like, I hate this $10K extra a year, even though I'm maxing out everything. Like, it drives me nuts. Yeah. It's like, I hate them.
I've also heard, though, I just read somewhere that $750 was the cost for filing an extension that year.
Could have been.
That's why he paid only paid $700. But no, but like I said, because he fought an extension.
You can't tell me that's not a mic drop moment if he goes like, yeah, it's what happens when you give 100% of your income away. They can't hit him on that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, so.
And even if it's not true, everybody lied anyway. It's like, yeah.
But we know 2016, 2017, first you got to divest of all your interests, right? Like, he can't have any companies, all that. He's got to set it aside. So the only income he's getting is his presidential income, which he donates.
Right.
So, like I said, it's such a mic drop moment. There's so many times I'm like, Trump, do you not? Like, it's so easy. Say it, shut up, move on. Like, he's got so many times he could have knocked crap out of the park. It always drives me nuts. I'm like, just slow down.
Especially when you know it's coming.
It's like, yeah, like there's no way you didn't go in there and go like, oh, they're not going to say anything about $16 or $17, $750.
Yeah.
Like, duh, it's all over the news. That's the first thing they're going to lead off with, which is pretty much.
Well, he did say he didn't do a lot of prep, but it was
I believe.
Yes, he did not.
It was funny.
Which is probably why he's like, no, interview I'm not going
to
attack.
Doesn't seem like you're taking much downtime to prep. Well, Joe Biden is, you know, in his bunker getting ready for this, and he's like, I answer questions from you guys every day that are dumb questions, so I feel like I get prepped 24 hours a day.
Well, I think it would be hard to prep for outside of what he's doing. Like, I mean, I don't see what else also, he can do other than just going back and forth.
Also, he's doing a 24/7 job.
But he does need coaching and like the acting type of thing. Coaching, he needs coaching on how to sit there and like staff face this way, hand the crowd, look at the camera, and say, 47 months versus 47 years.
Yeah.
And then move on.
Yeah, it is true. I think a lot of times we forget that Trump has a day job. Yeah. Joe Biden doesn't.
Yeah. Well, Joe Biden doesn't work past 2.
Dude, I guarantee you they totally flipped that dude's schedule so he would be like more awake at that time. And that dude, like...
It is funny, though.
I'm telling you, that dude was on some stuff.
Go back and watch his... Look at his eyes. Go back and I mean,
oh yeah, he looks.
He looks
strung out. Dude.
Well, no, it's either literally like drugs, or it's might straight up dementia. Just that like faraway look was in there. Like I'm here, maybe I don't know.
1,000 yards.
Keep looking straight.
He's got that 100-yard stare for angry someone man. Who's never seen combat.
Angry man yelling at me. Angry man yelling at me. Don't look. Look at the camera.
When they got on the sun stuff, he was genuinely pissed.
Oh my god, there was anger.
Like you said, he was pissed, but I was like, but. I feel like with one hand, he was kind of holding the podium because he's like, you were talking about, man, I thought maybe he would come across the room and try to fight.
He wanted to, dude.
And I
was
like,
pissed.
I don't think he could make it across the room. Like, he was pissed and he was giving his all, but it was like the emperor when he's just about to
die. That's another one of those great twisted things where the right and the left are both correct, kind of. When with the son get kicked out, he's like, well, Trump says your son was dishonorably discharged.
Which was retaliation because Biden came after...
No, he wasn't dishonorably discharged.
Biden came after Trump's sons first.
Other than honorable.
No, admin separation. Which, again, both are right. Two different complete things. Dishonorable discharge.
It's not the same as other
completely
Biden.
Different. You know what I mean? So when he said he wasn't dishonorably discharged, yes, Biden's right. When he said dishonorably discharged, for what the layman civilians know, yes, you're dishonorably discharged. Right. Like, that's just... It is. Yeah. But it's one of those things that now both are playing. You lied.
No, was a retaliation because Biden came at his sons first. So your son never even been in the military. He's like, oh, your son in the military? They got kicked out for cocaine, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's
knocked up a couple of strippers.
But it's still dangerous because
at least he didn't bring that up.
You're talking about Bo.
Well, it's still
I like how he goes, I don't know, Bo. I only know Hunter. Like, yeah, because he's dead.
Well, again, that came across as such a dick move.
Why?
It works for us, but on national TV, it doesn't.
Is Bo dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he died of cancer.
Dude, have you not seen the Biden commercials where Biden tries to link Bo's death, his cancer, because Bo deployed in like 2011. Oh, like he's like, my son Bo fought in Iraq in 2011.
I'm gonna let you know something. He died of colon cancer. I do think it might have something to do with it because I have a lot of cases all from that. You know what I mean? Like
you could think that. Guess what? There's nothing that actually.
No, there isn't. But there's nothing for my guys that are dying from it either. But I guarantee that's what it is.
He tries to make a direct comparison. He says, he doesn't even make a sound of cancer. He talks about his son deploying in those commercials. He is like absolutely standing on his son's grave. He talks about his son dying in the commercials. Son being in the army cuts to son dying. It leaves you to fill in the blanks. That he died as a direct result of being in the army.
All their campaign ads are super misleading.
Yeah, so I'm saying like
that's what campaign
even the ones
ads
that are.
Are
coming out from,
dude, but you
from
don't
the debate.
You don't stand on the grave of your son, man.
It doesn't matter though. I'm voting for Biden this year. So I have to. Rock's vote for him. I got to vote for him.
Salary of the Week.
No.
Why is it Rock? Yeah, why are they like canceling The Rock over that? Why are people upset about The Rock?
I just get like, I don't see why.
Of course he's voting. Of course he's voting for him.
Why is it such a big deal? I was like, well, I
endorse it. Everybody's like, Dwayne Johnson?
Yeah.
Who's canceling him?
Dude, like, they're eating at. They're attacking him.
They're attacking him big time.
Okay, first of all, if you're a movie star, why the fuck are you going out and telling anybody who you're voting for?
They all do.
And it doesn't matter. Why? But they can. We do. We can. Like, it just, I'm voting for Trump. I don't care.
Yeah, but if I was a movie star making millions of dollars, I'm not gonna
pigeonhole myself. Yeah, you're right. I wouldn't either.
But also, dude, he's giving the right answer for Hollywood. I'm voting for Biden.
The right answer is,
I assume you're all voting for Biden.
My vote should be my right to privacy for my vote should be respected like anybody else's. Yeah, I'm going to get out there and vote.
That means that bigot over there is voting for Trump.
Yeah, The Rock's probably a bigot.
No, I'm saying if you say something like that, you're like, oh, that means that bigot's voting for Trump.
I'm just saying,
you
all you have to say is none of your business.
Now, that means you're voting for Trump.
Bullshit.
It does.
Yes, it does.
It does. In Hollywood, if you said that, they're going to automatically go,
absolutely.
He is not going to suffer in Hollywood. If you're as universally beloved as somebody like...
If he just wouldn't come out.
I agree. I'm saying...
Why would
I
you alienate half of your audience? And it's pretty much 50-50 these days. So let's face it. Like...
I just don't see why it matters and why anybody gets upset about it. I don't understand why
they're upset at The Rock for saying he's voting for
Joe Biden. And I was being smart-ass about the sarcastic. Like, it always cracks me up. Like, I'm like, oh, The Rock came out. I guess I got to vote for Biden now. Like, who actually is influenced by those people?
There are people.
I know they are. Just like
that.
Dude, it just cracks me up. Like, if you vote for anybody because someone else that you know or don't even really know personally says, like, yep, I'm supporting Biden, like Alyssa Milano.
That's
okay,
scary.
Well, I guess I got to do that. Like, no.
That is
you're an idiot.
That is so freaking
scary.
That's
okay.
Scary.
They're the ones that are going to mail in their ballot. Make sure you put 5 stamps on it.
Oh, boy.
Because that'll screw everything up with that free postage. I don't know. Where's it going? Put your return address in the main address.
All right. We're getting so... I would just caution, like you said earlier, that there are... soccer mom, Trump supporters, and there are, but most of the females that I know would vote for Trump, but I wouldn't go to the stretch to call him a Trump supporter.
Right,
but
I'll tell you what, though.
And those are the ones that really were like...
And those are the ones who don't show up.
They like that
when,
stuff,
when they get this... Because Trump supporters, those soccer moms or whatever, they're going to go anyway. They're Trump supporters.
Right.
It's like what Wes talks about all the time. Most people... did not change their mind last
night.
No,
of course not.
The ones that might.
But right now, it's very important. The 2% in the middle is the most important people right now.
Dude, nobody left the Trump camp from that debate.
People that would plug their nose and vote for Trump over Hillary.
No.
I am, after that one, I'm a little less likely.
I'm
not joking. I'm not joking.
Because you're a person that votes on policy. You don't vote on performance of debates. Don't try to freaking play us here at the table.
Well, performance on debate, yes. Part of it I am. I'm very disappointed in that debate. That debate embarrassed the freaking crap out of me.
I'm embarrassed about
that
debate, too.
I don't want him, and I don't want Biden. Either one of those now.
Oh, I want Trump. I'm a big fan of Trump.
I don't want him. I want George Georgeson, because she said I can have a tank. She did. Because some guy asked her, like, on an AMA, like, hey, so what do you feel if I want this?
This is before or after?
This is just recently.
Before or after she advocated for Black Lives Matter?
Hold on.
Oh, it's after.
Yeah, yeah. No, because everybody...
Exactly, because she's not fucking going to be the president, so why are we even talking about it?
Because everybody's ignorant.
Yeah, we're ignorant.
Everybody's ignorant.
I
know
more
about Republican?
I know more about the libertarian candidate than you do.
Anybody votes for RD, idiots. Idiots.
Anybody who wastes their votes on Gary Johnson.
I am independent, and I pick the best candidate.
Which has always been a Republican or Democrat.
Yeah. Apparently.
You're part of the problem.
You're
part of the problem.
Just don't vote.
You guys are all
Chris.
Part of the problem.
Don't vote.
Everybody who votes for the same two parties is part of the problem right
God
now.
God forbid.
The reason we're in
the you're part of the problem. Now. Voting for somebody who's never going to win.
But that's because you guys won't.
No.
I would not vote for her no matter what. I wouldn't have voted for Gary Johnson no matter what.
If Trump was a freaking libertarian, you wouldn't vote for him.
No, of course I wouldn't. Because he wouldn't win.
You wouldn't vote for him. I guarantee you guys wouldn't vote for him.
I just said that.
I probably wouldn't if he said the same thing.
You have to do that way beforehand. Like, you have to have that kind of a tide of support.
I know. It takes time.
Candidate.
That's the problem.
Yeah, I get it.
Either I accept...
We're not ignorant. We understand how the process works.
But he likes to be a martyr about this.
No, I'm not trying to be a martyr, because I know I'm going to lose.
Because he's so much smarter than everybody else in America. And I'm going to pick the third-party candidate never have the chance of fucking winning because...
He's smarter than most of America. He's not smarter than most of this room.
But here's the thing. Because you guys keep voting... and expecting a change. Everybody voted for Obama for change. You're a moron. Anybody vote for Republican or for Trump for change? You're a moron.
We've gotten a change.
We got a lot
Trump.
Of change.
We haven't.
Yeah, we did.
What's different?
Oh my gosh, we've got a, we've got the president that I've said before that so many of us have always wanted, a freaking everyman's president, a president that says, man, I just wish, like, he didn't say everything we wish he'd say, but like, man, I wish the president would just call this dude a liar. I wish he would just call out some BS. And we got him.
We also
got
have a president who, and I mean, I know you guys think it's funny and cute, but I can't believe nobody's embarrassed by this crap. We have a president of the United States who, while acting president, and I know it's funny, called a woman horse face over Twitter. Do you know how immature, childish, retarded that is?
Yeah.
It's just, you're a scumbag.
But he also built the best economy in the
history
of the
world. Biden called somebody a horse face pony soldier to their face in person.
And that's why I'm not voting for him either. It's like, like, I'm not voting for him.
But dude, like, here's the thing. Like, are we that hoity-toity?
I don't get
it. Like, do I care about perception or do I care about results? No, results. I care about results.
Okay, so what results besides this economy that we did have? And he did great.
Besides the greatest economy in the history of the world?
Ever, I don't know. The fact that my life wasn't changed. I didn't have more money in my pocket.
Actually doing so much on Forrest Johnson.
I did. I had less.
Well, most people did.
I had less.
Well, how about the fact that he is actually trying to pull us out of Afghanistan and Iraq? How about the fact that he's brokering peace deals in the Middle East?
Oh, yeah.
How about the fact that he's opened up
the peace prize? Time out for real quick. Now, that one, I love him for it.
Okay.
I honestly do. And I was surprised that he never brought that up.
That's results.
His last, that one time he had time. Like, they
didn't let him.
Who cares about the
he had one. He started talking about all of his accomplishments, and he was listing them off, and I'm like, all right, here we go. I said, mention the Middle East, because they can't fight you on that one.
Oh, they'll find a way.
They can't. They can say things, but you legitimately cannot fight
on it. No, I agree.
And he didn't mention that. And I'm like, dude, that's your one. Like, that's the biggest win he's got.
Well, the biggest win's the economy. It's the biggest foreign policy.
It's hard to run on that now. And I'm not saying, again, it's hard to run because
the economy's coming back. It's coming back quick.
If it doesn't get here before November, people are short term.
It already
is. You guys
here.
Know this.
Dude, it already is here.
Based on the traffic today?
Yeah, it already is.
Dude. So, 36,000.
You got to go by state by state, dude.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the other weird thing.
The state's what holds everything back.
Usually, when I look at a state, like when Virginia, when I drive around, you can kind of tell the feel of what might Virginia do by signs.
It's all Trump. I haven't seen
any signs, really, except for one Trump and one Biden in my neighborhood.
An entire flotilla of boats for Trump when I went across to Hampton.
I've seen three Biden-Harris signs, and I stopped counting Trump-Pence signs at 50.
Well, last year, or last election, I saw quite a few Trump, but I saw a butt ton of Clinton, and of course, it went blue.
But it doesn't matter, dude. It's all Nova. Is what takes Virginia blue.
I know, but I'm just saying.
So it doesn't matter what you see here.
I'm not seeing, let me put it this way, I'm not seeing the excitement I was expecting.
I see a ton of Trump signs.
For those of you who aren't local.
Yeah, Northern Virginia.
Not the show about space. But I saw a hearse procession going down the freeway yesterday. And the hearse had Trump flags on the front.
It had to be selected by the people.
It didn't occur to me the irony of that until I was thinking about, like,
he's going to vote Democrat.
Dead people voting.
He's not going to vote for Trump, dude. He's voting Biden Harris all the way, bro.
Honestly, on that one, I do hope that was a funeral home that just did that on their own. But that had to be requested from the.
I would hope so.
But if he didn't, I'd give man of the week to the freaking funeral or just for like having the balls to do that. It's just like the signs.
No,
like,
way. It had to be sanctioned by the
funeral. I know it did too, but I'm just like, that's ballsy if you're just like, roll up and like, put them in here. Like, you know how many dead.
It was a cool.
How many caskets would be just sitting in the middle of the road because people would be like, I'm not putting him in there. Trump flag. I ain't putting him in there.
I will rot right here.
There are people that would do that too.
Oh, I guarantee. That's why, regardless, like if I was a Biden or a Trump supporter, I'm not putting that sign in my yard.
Speaking of dead people.
Just because people are assholes right now.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it.
The notorious RBG.
You mean score point number one?
Who's trying to. Yeah, well.
Right now it's the only point.
Well done, Slytherin. Well done, Slytherin.
Everybody dies the last 2 weeks of December.
That's when the points
get scored, bro.
And she's definitely a one-pointer at 108 years old.
The fuss about the media and the left is making about her dying wish.
Nobody knows.
The granddaughter, she would never lie.
Yeah, nobody knows. I didn't see it written, and it doesn't matter anyways.
Filled by a Trump
nominee.
Was that Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat? Well, she gets to put that in her will now.
Like this, and this is another
she
one.
Owns it.
I'll surprise. I thought she was filling that seat. I back Trump on this one. You can call the Senate hypocritical if they want to. You can't call Trump. Trump did what same thing Obama did. Seat opens, you nominate. You're the president. That's your job.
I'm not even mad at the Senate for being hypocritical. That's called, I mean, like, dude, like it or hate it. Sometimes Democrats
right, no, do it. Sometimes,
that's called playing politics.
No, I get that. But I just when they're calling him, I'm like, you guys are doing it wrong again. He's a president.
Yeah. Not to mention for the Senate, it goes all the way
He's
back.
Not the Senate.
Harry Reid changed the rules so that they could get, you know, people in where they changed it to a simple majority instead of 60 votes.
That's one of the times of the debate, too. I wish Trump would have backed off his shut up.
Yeah.
When they asked him about packing the court, and nobody pressed him.
Well, because
Trump tried to, but it just got
including
ugly.
The mediator.
It just got ugly. Because
Chris Wallace should have pressed him for it.
Yeah.
No, he should have. That one, yeah, definitely.
Because when he asked, the mediator asked the question of Trump about denouncing white supremacists. He's like, sure. And then, like, 10 seconds later, he's like, yeah, sure. He's like, well, then do it.
I hate to say it.
How many times do you have to say it?
And I get it. And I get where you're going with that. But did you not cringe when he did that stand back? And like, I know he did it wrong. I know what he meant. But what he said, I'm like, oh, they're going to eat that up. Going to eat that up. Like, it was another moment, like,
which
you
funny
didn't
is cause
deliver
he's like,
it right.
He's like, what do you want me to call him at this point?
I think all that yelling, I think he was kind of, like, trying to for a second, he was like, all right, what is he saying? What's going on? What's this about?
And Biden's the one that said, Proud Boys.
Well, that's what I was going to ask.
Like, Biden brought that in.
Well, I got a question about Proud Boys, though, because I saw a thing, and I haven't been able to research it yet, but I saw a thing this morning that, is it the African American guy? Is the leader of Proud Boys?
No, he's one of them. All right, so
that's why I was curious. So,
the Proud Boys.
So why are they white supremacists?
They're not white supremacists.
They're not white.
So either.
So the big
Proud
big,
Boys is a dumb name though.
50-foot view of the Proud Boys.
It's dumb.
They arose as a direct result of Antifa. They are the anti-Antifa. Like, they're basically a bunch of good old boys are like, man, I'm tired of seeing these Antifa folks go up and set stuff on the ground and burn our flag and smash stuff. Somebody should do something about that. You know, hey Rufus, what are you doing this weekend? You want to go up there? You want to go? Stand
that
on the other
is
end?
Not how Ben sounds.
How come every redneck like, accent he does sounds completely homo?
How does that sound homo?
How it goes. Antifa's a bunch of faggots.
We're gonna go. And we're not gonna let them tear down that statue. We're gonna stand there, and if they don't start no shit, ain't gonna be no shit. That's how it's gonna be.
I still like. I mean, to get real, I am and honestly then, nervous about by mid-November how the U.S. is gonna look. I am truly, truly nervous. And the reason I do is because everybody is discrediting our election, and that's when things fall apart.
That's
when chaos
starts. That concerns me about all this.
Because I don't think there's a president you can elect that can destroy the freaking country. Not quickly. You can over time, but only if it's one after another. Like, again, 4 years. But if we don't trust our election, there's no trust in anything. It's done. It's kind of like the Bible. If you don't believe it all 100%, none of it's right.
Right.
Same thing with this. If you don't believe the election was legit, then there's nothing, like, yeah.
There's people right now that don't think the last election was legit.
Yeah, but that one's just people
lot,
randomly
dude.
Thinking.
That's why they're trying to talk
but
about.
But the problem I'm going to have is, right now, I don't think either side, one side's going to defend whoever the winner is, and the other one's going to totally demonize, regardless of which one wins.
I know, but the nice part is, if Trump gets reelected,
I think it'll be
you might not be able to call it a referendum, but it's he doesn't have to he doesn't have to worry about being reelected.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, if it's people burning down cities, it's like, okay, we tried to ask you, but now we're just
throwing you in jail. Now we're going to kill you.
Well, I hope it doesn't
well,
turn
this
into
is where
a bunch
we
got to
be careful,
but,
though, again,
because
could
spark more
you start
revolution.
Getting
yeah.
federal law involved in, like, city
no,
level
I think,
stuff.
I think he's done a very good job.
It's such a touchy thing to touch.
He's done a very
man.
good
so
job
dangerous.
Of that. I think he's done a very good job on that. He's like, and he said in the debate, we said we're here to help. All you got to do is call. Tell us you want some help.
Like I said,
I don't
hate
want
him.
And,
like,
and
don't
see,
get me wrong. I don't hate him. I just
I
don't
think,
see him as the solution
no, I know,
to the
I
problem.
I think just West, a lot of this is not as bad as – it shouldn't be as bad as it is.
None of it is
these,
that.
These mayors and shit in Portland and in Seattle and crap, there's only so long they're going to let this crap go because the citizens are getting pissed.
And
the regular people
and
are
that's
like –
what do you want? You want that because their election's coming up too. And I think Portland's going to have
I know.
Freaking great,
which
a great
is what I'm
awakening,
saying. If
dude.
Trump
I'm
wins,
so stoked.
Or Biden wins, I suspect you're going to see
California's
a lot of that
start
shifting.
It's going to take a lot for that.
I think California, because especially right now with their new, you heard about the new law where they have mandating diversity on the boards of freaking different companies. Newsom, how many companies are going to stick around for that?
You see that Gavin Newsom now also started a...
and it's like 20%, a 13% population.
A commission, to see about how California is going to pay back reparations to their residents. Yep.
Which, dude, and California Newsom, was never a slave state either.
And Newsom, but obviously, dude, if you were come from slave blood, you better move to California quick. And also,
but
like,
how do we prove that? Is getting rid of slave blood?
I don't even know, dude.
I mean, there's some records some people can trace, but I mean, I doubt there's great record keeping throughout when it just the world just went.
If there's one thing back in the 1600s to 1700s, America did a good job of it was keeping records.
Yeah,
none of those burned,
especially about people they don't even care about.
That's right. Yeah, we
can't even keep statues up anymore.
Dude, you go back, you can't even find accurate birth certificates for their own children. But we think we're gonna have accurate records for for the slaves. I don't think that's gonna happen. So we're just gonna pay. They're just gonna end up paying every black person. That's what you're gonna.
I don't think it's gonna end up being money even. I think it's going to
40 acres and a mule.
I think it'll come up something different.
I mean, that's what they're.
No, I mean it's going to be like the one I forgot who was the reparations turned into an apology.
Even that's
gay. But I'm saying I don't think because
nobody will be satisfied.
$5 will buy a cup of coffee.
First off, well, I would say nobody's got money, but somehow we got all these trillions all of a sudden. that was another thing.
That's going
to
come back.
Here's another great, wonderful. Yeah, another wonderful thing. I was laughing. I was like, originally it used to sound bad to me, but they're like, well, Biden's climate plan is $2 trillion, and they're trying to like. I'm like, yeah, but we're giving away $4 trillion now, like it's nothing. So you got to find a different way to shoot that up because
giving it away.
Nobody's understanding
money
anymore.
They
didn't.
Money's an abstract concept in this country, dude.
You got so little of that. We did, American people. Again, if you paid every single American all 330 million $1,200, you're 500 bill, not even 500 bill. You know what I mean? Like billion, and out of $4 trillion, we didn't see dick. And all that other money, most of it didn't even make it to the right people, to the small business.
Oh, no.
Dude, it just got so screwed up. That money got so wasted instead of doing what's right with it. And that's what pisses me off.
That's what's going to happen every time you try to just throw money at something through the federal government.
And they're about
system.
To do it again. I guarantee before the election, you're going to see another friggin' COVID.
Of course you will.
It's going to be about $2 trillion at least.
And you guess how much of it we're going to get? None. Chris is going to get a lot, though.
Yeah, enjoy my money.
Yeah.
ain't much of it yours.
There's a good portion of it.
You know what?
I'm specifically saying, I want my $12. I want my $1,200.
You know what? I think that I paid half of Chris's money, and you paid half of Chris's money.
Maybe.
You could at least take us out for dinner.
How awesome would that be if they put a taxpayer's name on each check?
Oh, that would be freaking sweet.
Like, oh, thank you, Mr. Westweiler.
Your next month was sponsored by.
Dude, they're all generic, like Bob Jones names. You know, John Allen,
Wes,
Kevin Smith.
The letter A and the number 10.
You know what I'm going to get from Chris? Hey, here's your 34 cents for your $1,200. You got it from Christmas.
You didn't even get a Christmas gift from me. What are you talking about?
It's so ridiculous.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. And what's sad is
we went so farther down the politics.
We've missed. I can't believe you let us.
Yeah. That was fun.
He dragged us farther down the hole than we do. We were making jokes and stuff.
And he's like, no. Libertarian's the only smart way to vote. You're all idiots.
Let me talk about my tax plan. That way you've already talked about
it. Vote for me.
You don't like my tax plan? I love your tax plan, but we've already discussed it. It has no relevance on the...
Look at this guy, man.
Yeah. Mr. I don't want to get political.
I know, right?
Political? What's in these fucking orange... Oh, this is spit.
What is it that you drink? What is it?
It's Perrier. Okay. Yeah, orange-flavored Perrier.
Orange-flavored Perrier.
Yeah. It tastes a little less like just plain water.
Oh, it tastes like orange-flavored water.
Sparkling orange-flavored
It's about that time.
I think it's about that time, bro. I'm just going to get out of the way before someone else says it. Chris Wallace. And I'm going to go for a very specific thing. For perpetuating, and not partisan, for... helping to perpetuate a very specific lie that's been being told for going on 4 years. Dude, I don't know if you guys noticed, the biggest thing, you know, Biden straight up called Trump a racist during the debate.
Yeah.
People are not talking about that.
And a clown.
But he called him,
dude, he earned a clown at the time. Like I said, I thought it was, I laughed when he said it. I'm like, dude, that's horrible.
He corrected himself immediately. I mean, this person.
Yeah.
What
but
more?
It was just a moment of frustration.
And he told him to shut up.
What more could you say, though, worse about someone than calling them, in 2020, to be honest, than a racist? Like a child molester? A rapist? I mean, that's probably one of the top three worst things you could say. But Chris Wallace,
allowed, after stopping things that Trump said earlier, allowed Joe Biden to go with that tried and true lie of Trump said at Charlottesville there were great people on both sides.
He did say that.
Yes, and then and he did say that. And then what does he say immediately afterwards? Were they always in the clip? Now, I'm not talking about the white supremacists or the neo-Nazis. They deserve to be condemned completely. That's how the next 4 seconds of that clip go. But they always on CNN, MSNBC, the Young Turks, whatever, stop it right there.
Well, you're right. That's the same thing Fox does with Biden.
Dude, this,
they
this
all do
one,
it. Everybody
dude,
does
dude,
it.
Dude, this one pisses me off. So, cause yeah, it's so.
I mean, I'm not saying it's right. I'm not justifying it. I'm just saying they all do it.
One's perpetuating a much greater lie.
They're pushing all lies. This horrible agenda, this horrible lie. And but, dude, it's not a subtle lie. Dude,
one's a much more damning
Chris
lie.
Wallace 100% knew that was a lie. This wasn't like some obscure thing. This is something that has been debunked, and that even the people, even when Jake Tapper plays the clip or Don Lemon, they know it's a lie. They are cool with it. They don't mind. They know it's a lie. Chris Wallace knew this was a very heinous lie, and all he had to say is, Mr. Vice President, but is that the end of the clip? I believe that he's – I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, dude, that's – that you – because what does that do, dude? That just stokes racial fires in the country. That just further pits blacks versus whites. That just further tells – I mean, it's just causing an even deeper chasm in the country. I'm just saying that in and of itself, of everything else Chris Wallace did, if he should have stopped anything else, he should not have allowed – should have stopped Joe Biden from calling the president of the United States a freaking racist and then letting him lie about that to everyone and perpetuate that lie. He did that knowingly. He willingly let that happen. And dude, I'm telling, if there was such an egregious lie that had been perpetuated about Joe Biden for the last 4 years that I knew was simply because they stop a video clip at, you know, second number 7 instead of letting it go to second number 12, I would be equally upset.
I'm sure there is. I don't know which one it is. And if you would have asked me 4 years ago, I could have told you the ones that it was done to Hillary.
It wasn't
remember we
debate.
Talked about it. I was
yes.
Like, you know, so it happens. They all do it.
But it wasn't part of the debate, and he wasn't the moderator.
I don't mind. Dude, it's one thing if some stupid talking head pundit does it. If Jake Tapper wants to do it, that's fine. He's an opinion talking head. Like, this is supposed to be freaking American politics. This is supposed to be, you know, upstanding and good, and we're going to teach the people, and they're going to get to know stuff. This wasn't Sean Hannity. This wasn't Rachel Maddow. This wasn't supposed to be... You know what I'm saying? This wasn't like, I want to go get my confirmation bias.
That's why I should have picked Joe Rogan.
I don't think, like I said before, originally I really wanted that 4-hour, you know, both of them sit with Joe Rogan, but I don't think it would work anymore. I don't think you can put those two in a room together. I don't think the next debate is going to be the same thing.
No, it isn't. They're in. It's funny because I was.
Oh, they're going to kill. They're going to put a mute
button. That's exactly what they're going to do. And I was talking about it with some of the guys at work today, and then I heard on the radio that's exactly what they're proposing.
They've been talking about that all day.
And that's
Trump
all it
will
is.
Just start yelling.
He will.
Yeah, that's why you got to put them in like a Pope Mobile booth. Each one of them, you can't
the
hear.
The cone of silence.
Dude, at their age, both need to be in a Pope Mobile booth.
Right. There should be anyway because there's enough people. Hey, Bolton. No, but. For real, that's it. You each get your opening statement and you push a button and it's got a timer on the outside so the whole public can watch it count down, and when it goes off, it's like
the only
well,
part
that
sucks
fair.
On that is what really happened. Like the 2-minute thing, yes, that would work, but there's got to be, and they
also,
got to, these two got to figure out how to talk to each other to debate the thing. Not
well,
yell over,
neither one of them
not
how to debate.
Well, they need to learn to talk.
They're not debaters, they're politicians.
Right.
It's not a
well,
debate.
Politicians
anymore.
Are supposed to debate. Well, I know.
That was not a debate that we watched.
No,
that
it
was
a screaming match
of
stupid. But that's what I'm saying. Like, and again, we are all like, well, those two idiots are who we blame. Both of them.
More so than even
Chris Wallace. They're the idiots that were in charge
of
their reporters.
They shouldn't have put them in a box in this form. It should just, dude, you know what I want? I just want 2 hours of letting them talk. No moderators, no nothing. Just freaking talk. That's what I want to see. I want this.
I don't know if they.
I want the presidential
podcast.
I honestly don't think
the president. And the past VP president wannabe, I don't think they could sit and talk. I really don't. I don't. I would
no,
love to.
No, they can
I
yell.
Can agree.
No. They can yell. I'm fine with
but
that.
But I think it'd just be yelling over each other. I don't think we'd get a point. And that's what.
That's
kills
what I'm
me.
Saying. If that's
so,
what,
put it
if,
on them. Then I can't be mad at Chris Wallace.
If that's
I can
what
only
it has
mad at
to
them.
Be, like soccer rules. Okay, that timer's counting down, and this is what you got. You know who excels at that? Trump. He can talk for 2 minutes if he's not trying to yell at somebody. He can just. say what he has to say. You know who? Who's
the next moderator? Do you guys know?
I don't know. Rachel Maddow. Can I finish my statement? Can I have my 2 minutes? You know who's not good at that? You know who cannot string 2 minutes of coherent thoughts together? Joe Biden. And that's why my nominee for Sally Week is Trump. For losing, I'm not even going to say he lost because it was just such a shit show on both sides. But if anybody lost, it was Trump because he
never knew when to
shut up and just let Biden fuck it up. Just let him fumble fuck himself the whole time. Because he can't string 2 minutes of coherent and thoughts together.
I agree. That's a good one.
I would have picked your guy, but not for the same reason. Mostly because the self-aggrandizing.
Oh, like, yeah, I know.
Everybody look at me. Yeah.
But not
look at how I stuck it to Trump. Like, but that's not what a moderator's supposed to do.
Tell me you don't want like a neutral person. His job is just to sit like in front of the stage, literally like both of them right there,
yeah,
with a water pistol. And every time one, like,
No. I like the timer thing. Like, I have
I want to see him get squirted.
I have no control over when this shuts off. Just the timer does. When you're ready, Mr. Trump, I push the button. This is the question. Are you ready? Yep. Boom. Like a game show. Because it's already like Jerry Springer starts without somebody.
The time starts as soon as I'm done reading the question.
Yeah. And begin. Doop.
No, I mean, I'm hoping.
You have 5 seconds to think, and then the timer starts. Then when it shuts off, it's like,
what kills
you just
me,
see somebody screaming in a booth, so hopefully they realize how stupid they look.
This is what kills me, next dude, one goes. Is we've accepted this as a need.
Oh, the debates aren't really needed.
You know what I mean? No. Debates are a real debate.
Yeah, not this.
But we've accepted that, okay, this is okay. Let's just put time.
It didn't start with these two, though.
No, I'm not saying it. I'm just, we're at that point.
Progressively getting worse because of the media, but wanting more drama. They've made that the thing.
The debates are not educational.
No.
It's entertainment. That's all it is. It's to make money.
They're looking
money
for viewers, but they've gotten to the point where it's so bad that people were tuning out by the end.
Oh, no, that's the only reason they care about changing it is because people turn their TV off. Right.
And you wonder why.
That's the real democratic power in this country. Not cancel culture, this is boring.
No, because like you said, dude, you said, like, I mean, I stuck it out to them, but you said you turned off 10 minutes.
That was about 15
minutes. 15
minutes.
Yeah. Dude, I had lots of people. They said like 60% of people watched like the first 30 or 40 minutes.
Well, I stopped getting any, like, I wasn't getting, if I would have heard just even in the middle of a couple of good points just to kind of see what's going on. And usually I'm not a big debate because they never say anything new.
I just had to watch it because it's a train wreck, dude. Had to watch
it. But as I was watching,
then I was like, at a certain point, it was like, it's a Michael Bay train wreck. Like, it's too much. I just can't see anymore.
As an American who freaking truly loves this nation and loves the Constitution, watching that stuff made me actually sick. Like, I really, it made me uncomfortable. And towards the end, I was like, this is embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. It's what just everybody knew
so
was
embarrassing.
Happen.
I know. And that's what's sad, though.
These are the two candidates that have been presented because we've all allowed it to happen. Maybe we need to be embarrassed. It's our fault.
It is. It's America's
fault. It's your fault, too.
No,
you're part of the system.
We are. I'm never saying I'm not. I wish I knew how to fix it.
I thought it was just us ignorant folk on the other side of the table.
You are ignorant, but you're not idiots.
Things.
Like I might have said idiots earlier, you're not really idiots. You're more ignorant. You're different viewpoints, different intellectual, like, ways of seeing things. I'm not saying that you guys aren't intelligent beings.
I'm ignorant about more things than I
we
know.
All are.
But not this. Like,
yeah. But I just feel that, you know, that and you see it different. Like, I'm hoping it someday, which will never happen,
I'm hoping.
Unfortunately, people
wake
up and jump ship. I hope so.
I'm hoping.
Because
I hope in one hand,
just a third party, you need a fourth or fifth
one,
party.
See which one fills up.
I just think if you're, and I think on the debate stage, it would help too. If you're on all 50 ballots for all states, including the territories, you want to get 57 ballots, you should be on that stage. Yeah, Kanye shouldn't with his 13, but if you're on all, you should be there. I don't care if you're Green Party, Libertarian Party, I don't care what party. If you're on all the ballots,
then you
evolve
into Britain, like we were talking about, where they do have fist fights in Parliament. It's like,
I don't think you will, because you'd have four. And I think that would be entertaining. And also, it would give a different perspective and a timeout for the guys that hate each other.
We start with that.
Yeah,
we always start with a 20-something.
Kamala Harris and Joe Biden hating on each other, and now they're like besties.
But I think it would be a little bit different than just these two. You know what I mean? Like, I want different viewpoints up there. It's always
different people. You want different people. It's not the viewpoints.
No, I want different viewpoints.
Well, you had different viewpoints.
Yeah, there were different viewpoints.
And I did.
Well,
Like, if my candidate would have made the Republican candidate last year or last election, I would have voted for Ted Cruz.
I probably would have too.
I would have. If right now, if Tulsi Gabbard would have won the Democrat, I might have. I would have probably voted for. I'd have been this close. It would have been a hard one for me.
Anybody than Hillary Clinton.
Tulsi Gabbard could have been possibly my first ever Democrat.
And that's why Trump won too. Candidate. A lot of people do not hate Joe Biden as much as they hated Hillary Clinton.
Oh no! That's why he's dangerous.
That are like
that's why he's dangerous because
I looked at Trump and was disgusted. I looked at Hillary Clinton and was more disgusted. Well, I held my nose.
Think about it if you're a Democrat, though.
I'm not saying that was my point of view. I know people like that. More than one.
Biden is so soft. You know what I mean? Like I don't think people are scared of him.
No.
Like Hillary, they were scared because she comes across. But Biden has no. There's no fear on the right against Biden. There really isn't.
Except for Kamala Harris. And the fact that Biden's going to die.
A lot of people are seeing right through that.
That's the only thing that's saving, maybe saving it again, is that if Biden doesn't make it, Kamala Harris is a terrible choice. Terrible choice. Not as heinous and evil like Hillary Clinton. I'm not going to call her evil, but...
Well, I think that's where we screwed up.
Not good for America.
In our culture, like I think the biggest thing we have completely demonized... Differing viewpoints.
Well, Hillary Clinton was evil.
I don't think it's not a viewpoint though. It's morality.
Well, no,
I don't have a problem with different viewpoints.
You cannot if I demonize you and I say you're evil, I can't. There's no room for debate.
But there is. But
unless I deserve it.
But they
you know
deserve
I mean? But there's really
it.
No room for debate though. At that point, it's like you're just evil. So whatever you say, it doesn't matter. You're just evil.
Right. But when we say it, it's true.
You know, so that's just like I think we've just demonized. And I'm not saying right or left. I'm saying opposing ideas.
Yeah, no, I know, but I'm saying when some of those opposing ideas.
Do you think Epstein was evil?
Huh?
Do you think that Epstein was evil?
Yeah, Epstein was evil.
Yeah,
I'm not saying there's not evil.
Okay, I'm just saying.
I'm saying, like, but do I believe that
there are pedophiles? Because Epstein believes
that we should have socialized medicine. Does he evil?
No, but I'll say things like this.
There's different viewpoints.
But there's different. But I'll say things like this.
Your viewpoint is, I think. We should be able to have child slaves that the ultra rich can come fuck.
Where are
my
you coming? That has nothing to do with what I'm saying.
I've got demonizing evil.
Evil is right. evil. We demonize opposing
Hillary
thoughts.
Hillary Clinton was evil.
I'm not talking
about
Hillary.
Joe Biden's not evil.
But I'm saying the debate.
I'm not even talking about those guys.
I'm talking us in general.
And Kamala Harris is not evil. She just believes in a system that I think will destroy our country.
But there's certain things that are evil. Like I would say freaking good old Ralph Northam. When you start talking about like, well, you know, we'll have the baby and we'll decide what to do with it afterwards. When you're talking, I think if you're talking about like partial birth abortion or something like that, you're evil. Like no debate, nothing.
I agree with you.
So I'm saying there are some ideas that they would call ideas, and I'll say no, that's
so
evil.
If you grew up exposed to that, like let's take away your parents, your Christian parents, like no joke, like you're raised in an environment with that is your norm. You can't start your debate with you're evil. That's an evil concept. You're not going to be able to make someone understand the importance of life in a child and you know, like, hey, biology. You have to be able to still talk to a person. As soon as I call your thought evil,
of course,
I can't talk to you. It's no sense in it. It's wasting my time.
I'm not talking about us arguing.
It's like me arguing and trying to change your minds. But it's not going
to
happen.
I'm not trying to debate with that person. But I'm just saying, like, at my age, that's what I'm saying.
But I would debate with it. I'm not going to go like you're evil. I'm be like, where do you come from?
Of course, I wouldn't start off. Obviously, I wouldn't start off with your evil.
What's your salary?
Yeah,
mine.
Yeah.
Mine is going to make you guys a little happy.
We've got two out of three of the people from the debate. Yeah.
I was going to go with mainstream media. And the reason I'm doing it, that's Fox, stand by, Fox, CNN, all of them. And right now it's because if Trump's talking, it's not on CNN. If Biden's talking, it's not on Fox. But if Trump is talking, it's on Fox. Like, media, these are newsmakers. These are presidents, possible. You know, once a possible president. Like, should put their stuff out there. Let them talk and let it be heard. That's how a good election goes, is let them be heard.
Instead of the 11-second soundbite, that's 4 seconds.
Let them hear the whole thing.
They'll do that plenty.
Right. That's what I'm saying. When Trump's doing his stuff, like he answers questions all the time. There's so much out there. But if you're not watching Fox, you're not going to catch it. You're just going to catch the soundbite. So that's all you have to go on. Same thing like Biden's saying a bunch of stuff now and then when he does pop his little head up. But it's not on the other one. Like, we're not getting due justice in hearing all the candidates. And I think they're all locking it out, which they always have.
I feel like that's been our position from the
media. Right. But it's really...
The media is...
But in a non-election year...
They'll say, whatever. Well, it's your responsibility to look at all sides. Like, the average American has maybe 20 minutes to look at this a day. You know what I mean?
And they're
going to probably look at what makes them the most comfortable.
But that's where I was bringing it up. Just because...
I can't even listen to Don Lemon. Like, that's a dude that's so disrespectful. Again, I'm not talking about Don Lemon. I know, but I'm saying...
I'm talking about Trump on CNN. He should be there.
Yeah, it shouldn't be these...
Biden should be on Fox.
...pundits trying to make celebrities of themselves. It should be... And here's the news. Today, President Trump said this.
And I usually get it.
The reason they don't do it is because it's boring as fuck. When I was a kid, I didn't watch the news because my dad did.
Why?
Well, he was a responsible adult, but I was like...
Well, the news is for grown-ups. Boring.
And then they had Entertainment Tonight after the news, and it was like, oh, that was...
It's probably the oldest running series ever. It's been up for... I don't know. It's been up forever. It's either that or Law and Order.
I don't watch TV.
Bum, bum.
All right,
how we vote?
That's what I was going with. I want to stick with the mainstream media.
I'll go with the mainstream media.
That encompasses me.
It encompasses Chris Wallace. Yeah, so.
But it encompasses Trump. Trump is media now.
Yeah.
He's a media darling. And of all people, why aren't you putting him on everything? Because everybody wants to listen to... It's like a Biden thing. I want to listen. I want to hear the flub.
Yeah, no kidding.
The flow. The max headroom.
Like I said, the glitch. All right, mainstream media. It's not like you guys haven't got this about 100 times.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right up there with colleges.
So, if any of you
are still listening,
then debate me. You're going to need to know where to do that. That's right. Come on. We're on Twitter. We're at Taco Bell Picasso. We're on Facebook, Man Points Podcast, Instagram, all that good stuff. Listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Rate, review, and subscribe. We really appreciate it. If you want to help out the show, that's how you do it. Take the 10 seconds to take how many stars you think we deserve. I want you to add 5 to them and do that. Also, obviously, about 30 minutes after this, probably we hang this pod, check out Chris's OnlyFans. The first 10 listeners.
Get free nudes.
The first 10 listeners, we're going to do a throwback that put banana ham bone in the subject line.
I forgot about banana ham bone.
Gets into Chris's OnlyFans for free. And if Chris doesn't start one, I've got some naked pictures of him and we'll post them. It's probably illegal if we don't tell him about it.
It's technology. He ain't going to find
out. He's not going to find out, dude. Oh, my gosh. Tell a friend. Tell an enemy. Just don't tell Chris about his OnlyFans account we're going to create. And now, Man of the Week.
Dude, I'm so mad at myself. I got so politics driven that I forgot about so many great stories,
I'll save
stories,
it for next
bro.
Week, I guess.
3,000 used condoms. We all saw that one.
Save it. Yeah. That's still going to be gold next week.
Yeah. Well, my goodness. While Chris is out, I'm going to mention one, though, just because it's funny. So, MTA, I guess, I can't remember now what state, or I think it's New York, where I was looking at. Yeah, New York. Just now passed a law where it's illegal to poop on a train or subway. Like, it wasn't illegal
before.
They closed
the loophole.
It was, like, you don't have anything that covers that? Banana ham bone. Banana ham bone.
Who do you got for Man of the Week, Chris?
I had Gavin McInnes. The leader of the...
Of the Proud Boys?
Proud Boys.
I like that.
And here's why.
Is he the one who just got arrested?
Get off my lawn!
I'm just curious. I don't know. Someone just got arrested. Is all over the
news.
He
just did an interview after the debates, and he was like, look, first of all, we're not white supremacists. Second of all, the way he interpreted that was stand down. And third... I don't give a shit. I'm the leader of the Proud Boys, not Donald Trump. So we're gonna do what we want to do. And I was like, "That's manly as fuck." You know, like
I tell you what, dude. He got deep.
It's nice for people to be true.
He paid. I'm a big fan of Gavin McInnes. I think he's on Unperson.tv.
I was paraphrasing. I don't know if you said I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I know. No, but I'm saying
it doesn't really matter what he says because I'm the leader of the Proud Boys.
He got ran off Twitter. He got ran off Facebook. He got ran off YouTube. He's got ran off everything. They completely depersoned him.
Yeah, because he's a white supremacist.
Yeah.
Even though that is not what the group... In fact, even on CNN yesterday, they came out and said, look, we should be clear, they're not really considered a white supremacist group. They're actually kind of a diverse group. You know,
all these black people that are in their group, we kind of can't call them that, huh?
Well...
You know what they say?
Their whole thing is they were established to counter Antifa.
Which is an idea.
Yeah. Yeah, that was crazy. I was like, well, good for CNN for...
Yeah. I like CNN. That. I'm going to go personal because I don't have a whole lot. I like that. And I'm going to say my mother-in-law because I'm painting my entire house right now.
And my mother-in-law is coming down tomorrow.
You kind of referenced that tomorrow. What do you mean you're painting your entire
house? The inside of my house.
Oh, painting.
Painting, painting.
You said paint.
Yeah, so she's coming
like,
down tomorrow.
Doesn't everybody paint
yeah,
for their
she's,
house?
Yeah, she's coming down here tomorrow just to help me
just,
paint.
He's painted off.
Just
paint yeah, painted off. So she's coming down tomorrow just to help me paint the house. 3 years.
And I'm paid off.
So, I mean, she'll like, it's good to like see her and we'll hang out, spend time with, you know, her daughter and all that. But she's specifically coming to help paint the house. It's not much of a vacation for her, and I appreciate it.
All right.
That's nice, man.
Mine's not as cool as your mother-in-law. Lorenza Marua, who is just under 5 foot, 67 years old. So a 27-year-old man broke into her apartment, and she was awake and chased him off and like, hey, get out of here, threatening him with a cane. So he runs off, comes back later that night, breaks into her 81-year-old neighbor's house. Says, stand by. 81-year-old neighbor, he starts beating on her. She's screaming. 67-year-old goes to the neighbor's house, breaks into the door, beats the dude with a cane, and then crunches it against his neck and holds him to the ground till the cops showed up.
Oh. She did not put something on his neck.
She used to be a cop.
Well, she's Hispanic and he was white. It's okay.
Oh, okay.
And McCray was taken to the hospital for treatment. Where he was later released and put in jail.
Hmm. Wow.
But yeah, 67 years old, less than 5 foot, whoops a 27-year-old man's ass.
5 foot six, I thought you said.
No, under 5 foot.
She's under 5 foot?
Under 5 foot.
What? That's like just slightly taller than you.
She's like a Sicilian granny?
Yeah.
But... like, she's crazy.
Now, she did take over 20 years of martial arts, she said.
Oh, yeah.
That's still, that doesn't take
she's still 67 good. Beating his
yeah,
ass.
Yeah, no, that's still pretty good. But
it's
yeah.
a 40-year gap.
Mrs. Miyagi.
And it's a woman against a man. I don't care.
Hey, it's 2020, bro. We're all equal.
Mrs. No, we're Miyagi. Not. No, we're not. They can tell you whatever you want. We're not. Women aren't as strong. Oh. Women are weak. They're worthless. They're useless people in our world. They should just be making babies barefoot in the kitchen. That's it. That's all they're good for.
What are you doing?
Write that down.
Right down to time. That's the beginning.
That is the opening of the pod. All right.
Apparently but, not. Mrs. Miyagi over here proved us wrong.
She's throwing off the curve.
Whipping Cobra Kai's ass.
Cobra Kai season 3.
She better be a guest star.
Damn. I'm sticking with my vote for my mother-in-law because she's coming down just to do a tremendous amount of work.
I'm sticking with Lorenzo because she whooped the dude's ass and protect her neighbor.
I don't know how much extra action all these nominees for Candace and your mother-in-law gets, but good for you, man, for being a sweetheart. But I gotta go with Mrs. Miyagi over here because that's pretty impressive.
I think that
I knew
that,
you were. I
that's gotta were. Be her new nickname. Hopefully, everybody in her apartment complex says, "Hey, Miss Miyagi,
wax on."
She wax just stands out there in the hallway. All right, so man of the week, Miss Miyagi. So with that, man up.
If you want to see what it's like to lose weight and be more penis-y, check out our OnlyFans.
Banana ham bone.
What do you mean ours? Banana ham bone?
Banana ham bone.
Doot, 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 doot. Doot, doot.